media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We only have one guest today because I want to have plenty of time to cover the news and have open phones in the first, third, and fourth hour today. Pastor David J. Smith from Loxahatchee, Texas, fighting the New World Order for more than 30 years, will be joining us on air to talk about his neck of the woods nearby the Baptist Bible School in East Texas, where they have Homeland Security come in and tell members of the staff that they'll be arrested and charged with espionage if they speak about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, of course, we have video of FEMA training police. We have their training manuals, FBI training manuals, flyers, squad car video of them pulling a woman over and finding a pocket constitution, and the police have a discussion and say it's illegal. Arrest is made. Can't have a constitution. If you're a new listener, this is not a joke. Okay, I'm not joking. This is really going on. This is how serious things are. So he'll be joining us coming up. As I told you, I plan to have all the real icons, the people who've been fighting for decades and decades against the New World Order, on this show. They've all been on before, but many of them haven't been on in years. In fact, I just remembered again to tell Trey to try to get Red Beckman on if his health allows. Haven't had him on in a few years, and he's a World War II vet. He really is one of the great granddaddies of them all. Now, big show today, a lot of news, a lot of information. We'll cover it, a bunch of it after this first break. But before I do that, on this 14th of May, 2008 edition, I was listening to Derry Brownfield as I was driving into work this morning, and then here in the office on the local radio station 90.1. And I was, not 90.1, he's on 96.3, excuse me. I was listening to Derry Brownfield, and just the things he was saying. I already knew everything he was saying, but it hit me anew. I had fresh outrage because I was aware of the information he was covering, and then even more. And I'm not, don't misinterpret, I'm not saying I know more than he does. It's not about that. I mean, there's so much data, and obviously he has more data too. It's so bad that you can't even explain it to people. You can't even put forward how truly bad it is. We're going to invite Derry on the show here in the next week or two. I hope he can join us because it's multifaceted. Derry Brownfield criticized Monsanto. He is on, of his 70 or so affiliates, most of them are in Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, right there in the breadbasket of the country. He's been on the air doing farm reports for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, but he's had a syndicated radio show since the 80s fighting the New World Order. And they told him at Learfield Communications, he previously owned part of Learfield when he founded it back in the 60s, he sold out to Learfield in the late 80s. He said, they told him, they said, Monsanto has said, shut up and don't talk about them. And they're one of our big sponsors, not just with Brownfield, but the entire Learfield, a bunch of other shows, farm reports, news reports. And so Derry has had to leave Learfield, and he is leaving at the end of the month, and he's going to come to Genesis, come to the GCN radio network that always has carried his show. I don't know, for like 10 years, we've put it out on some of the satellite feeds we've got, and he comes on right before me on the network feed, on the internet, AM and FM, shortwave, the rest of it. But now he's going to be produced by Genesis. We're very, very excited about that. And we ask, of course, that all his affiliates continue carrying him. We know that many of the stations that carry my show also carry Derry Brownfield. But that's not the main issue of why I'm bringing up Derry Brownfield. I want to talk about what he was talking about today on the other side, and then I'm going to get into a ton of vital news and information. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Every major airport in the United States is getting body scanners where they put you into a chamber that 360 scans your entire biometric layout of your body and gives them a full color image of your naked body in 3D. Of course, first they put it in 5 airports, then 20 airports, then 50 airports, and now 200 plus, all the major airports being announced by the Associated Press. And Just like one out of 10 or so gets wanded over, and they then search you, and then a percentage of those people get strip searched. Now you will be directed into the scanner, and your naked body will be stored on hard drives. All about humiliation, all about setting precedents, all about control. Also, we told you at least 7 years ago that we saw this in government, Pentagon, MIT, Toyota, governmental reports they submitted to the Japanese government. Everyone will be face scanned to buy and sell. And I told you they would phase this in, quote, to stop cigarette smoking and drinking, because that was in the corporate and governmental playbooks. They have governmental meetings. It's in their minutes. We've read them on air how they would phase this in. It has now been reported by the AP and as well by British papers that in England and the U.S. they are going to mandate that stores put in face scanners that scan your face to, quote, stop people underage drinking and getting alcohol and cigarettes. All guilty until proven innocent has nothing to do with stopping drinking and smoking. This will be the new global ID system where not only will you have to swipe the card to buy and sell under a new global sales tax and new carbon tax, but you could have a stolen card. It could be fake. Big Brother has to know who you are. And then, of course, you won't be notified. Generally, the computer will allow you to still get the food, but a SWAT truck that will be deployed, positioned every few miles, will be en route at 80 miles an hour with a assault team to take you to the FEMA camp, whether you'll be sent to forced labor or to automatic execution. By the way, I'm not saying that for effect. You notice everything I've said in the past is coming true, okay? It's happened, and I'm telling you what the next phase is. I understand their program, and nothing is too bold for them. Nothing is too incredible for them. Nothing is too amazing for them. This is the government that writes memos saying, we will sexually torture small children in front of their parents, and then they did it. This is the government that is handing over the entire infrastructure and putting up toll roads on existing roads and then saying it doesn't exist. This is the government that is completely lawless and totally controlled by scientific tyranny. This is the government that ladens your vaccines with mercury and cancer viruses. This is the government. This is the government that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay, I'm already digressing. I just can't believe this one article I've got here. I knew they were going to do it. I knew they said they would do it. It's just they're doing it. I want to be able to continue to fly, but when they see, I'm not an ignorant sheep. Remember, I told you about 5 years, 6 years, maybe longer. I know I read industry documents in 1998, and it didn't start until about 2004. So I guess I covered it 10 years ago. See, time just flies. That they were going to put thumb scanners in at SeaWorld, at Disney, and then at other parks, and then at tanning salons and gyms and churches and public school cafeterias and libraries and to get into work. And then now Homeland Security has announced that's what they want nationwide. And it happened. Not because I'm smart, because they said they would do it that way. And they so I know, just like people keep calling going, wow, I just went to Disney World. And it's like you said, They make you thumbprint to get in. Well, no, they don't make you. If you say no, they just say, yes, sir, go on through. But 90%+ do it. It's habitualization. Does the person at the turnstiles, are they an evil New World Order agent? No. Does the local even manager of the Disney World know what's going on? No, they're compartmentalized. It's all Defense Department. They are the infrastructure. They set up the zip code. They set up the GPS. They set up all the standards. They run it. Do you understand? Now, are they going to tell you when you're at the airport, when they say, please step over here, and they put you into the chamber? All major airports, 200+, that's every major airport. AP, feds are paying for it. Of course, Lockheed and others make them. Another Defense Department op, making money. The military system we paid for now turned in against us. And they get a biometric naked scan. Now listen, you might as well tell your 20-year-old wife, honey, go be in Playboy. You might as well get a $50,000. And I'm not being serious. This is a sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't put me on all the Bible websites saying I'm advocating being in Playboy. It's a point. Seriously, though, you might as well go ahead and get $50,000 or whatever they pay to be in Playboy or Penthouse or go all the way, get into hardcore porn, because a clear image of your naked body. Now, they already have the illegal alien goons, which has come out. That's who a lot of them are, poking and prodding and pulling the women's dresses up. And you say, the government's dumb. Why are they doing this? Why is the border open if this is happening to us? I saw a World War II vet on oxygen tanks being searched by these guys, but guys with turbans were walking right through. Well, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to stop terrorists, but that's not what it's for. It's to train you to be a slave. So let me explain. Face scanners going in, and this is how it works. You'll first see ExxonMobil, Tony the Tiger, do it, because I've noticed they always implement there first. You'll see McDonald's and Walmart implement first, key partners in rollout of slave grid. Then the lobbyists run around and they offer to give it free to the companies. And they say, listen, this gives you total liability protection. Local detective comes in and says, do you want the local liquor commission coming in here? This is what they tell the corporate guys at the lower level companies. The big ones are part of the inside deal. Many times own stock in the companies that are putting in the face scanners. And that, but the low levels, they come in and they say, look, we know you don't, you're training your people not. That's why they card 75-year-old women. I've seen it for buying cigars for their husband. It's to habitualize that it doesn't make sense, that it's crazy, that no matter how stupid the order is, you have to follow it. Okay? I mean, I've seen 70-year-old, 80-year-old people being carded for a bottle of wine, you know, at the gas station. I mean, I see it everywhere. And I just start talking. I go, ladies and gentlemen, when they swipe your card right there, that goes into a database. And the person behind the card, the counter, I go, don't roll your eyes. Is that giving you an indicator that says it's authorized? And they'll go, yeah. Of course, a lot of times they're a fan behind the counter, and they take me behind the counter and go, yeah, they're watching me right now live over the cameras in here, but I don't care if they fire me. I'm sick of this job. Yeah, look, it says authorized. Well, see, there's a whole database on the other end of that, everything being wired in, everything Pentagon designed. You understand the magnitude? See, I'm just getting into one story, and then I run off down the rabbit trail into detailing it for you. Because if I just cover the story and read the headline, it doesn't give you the full spectrum understanding of what we're dealing with here. How creeping it is, how malevolent it is, how wicked, how the premeditatedness of it. So, you're going to walk through the scanners, and you're going to go ahead and submit. Not me. I'm going to say, you are not going to have a body scan of me. Let's do a pat down, you little turkey. And people can say, well, just don't fly. I have to fly to fight the New World Order. I got to fly to London or fly to Canada or fly to L.A. or fly to, you know, Nicaragua. I mean, I've got to be able to go and cover these events and do these things. And so I've got to go deal with little monkey brain, dumbed down, power tripping nobodies who really think they're fighting Al-Qaeda. I got to on their power trip, prodding and poking and, you know, every second pressing on the nerve of power, ingratiating their psychology that they're really doing something good. Of course, some of them just need a job. I'm not saying they're all bad, but a lot of them enjoy it. I mean, I've had them make fun of me, pull me out of the line, prod me. It's just celebrations of evil and tyranny. See them do it to other people. It isn't that. It's that, then how do I let my wife and children ever fly? When I know they'll be in the hands of paramilitary goons that are going to stick them in a chamber to take pornographic photos, full body 360 scans to be stored in your database? Remember, I told you 12 years ago they're taking your DNA at birth and putting it in a global database. Now Bush just signed a bill to legalize retroactively what they've been doing. The government is criminal. It's rogue. It is a rogue government. There's a website called Rogue Government. I was thinking last night what a good name that is. It is. It's just rogue government, smart criminals that use scientific engineers to set up the grid using behavioral psychology. And I'm sitting here watching nightfall happen. I'm sitting here watching tyranny come down. I'm sitting here watching the grid go into place. I'm just desperately trying to get on more in AM and FMs and trying to get you to tell people how to tune into the show or to the internet streams of the podcast because I want to stop these people. I know it's horrible because once the grid's in place, they're going to release the bioweapons. Do you understand police, military, FBI, all of you? You're not going to believe me now, but years from now, maybe a decade, maybe 20 years, maybe next month, when they think their grid is in place, that's when they're going to release the plagues. And the shots they're going to give you aren't going to protect you. They want to wipe out masses of people, billions of people. They constantly talk about it. Go to any big biology awards ceremony. I guarantee you, you'll be in a room with thousands of people with 160 IQs talking about how they want to kill everybody, and they work in the bioweapons labs. You want to do real investigations? I can't believe it. Just can't believe it. And it's going to happen. You're not going to listen. You won't. You're on a personal power trip. It's too important to you to live the delusion you're in and to think that I'm the crazy one. I told you they'd face scan you to buy and sell. I told you they would implement it under the guise of stopping underage drinking, scanning out of photos out of the driver's license national ID card database. God help us. It's in the mainstream news. They're not talking about it. They're putting it in. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the minute their grid's in place, beta tested, they are going to start the killing? Now, in the lead up to the lockdown grid, they're going to have controlled smaller bio releases, each one bigger, like SARS, like bird flu. We're facing hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen, and in your gut, you know I'm telling the truth. But you don't have to believe your gut. Go check out the facts.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untoldstory.com.
Here's another untold story that most do not know, which has to do with that famous finger gesture called flipping the bird. That gesture, that story, has to do with that phrase, pluck you. No, we said that phrase, pluck, P-L-U-C-K, you, which, by the way, comes from the phrase plucking the you, and it all comes from history. History pertaining to the Battle of Argonne Court in 1415. It was a fierce battle between the French and the English, which the French felt sure to win, and so made a boast of what they were going to do to the English once they did. They boasted for naught for the battle they lost, and as a result of the boast and the loss, the victors before and after the battle came up with the famous salute we today call flipping the bird. And it has to do with plucking the you. It was all once understood, but is now unknown and untold. We do tell it, however, at anotheruntoldstory.com. Go there and hear it at anotheruntoldstory.com. That's anotheruntoldstory.com. Go there now, for it's only posted there, but for a short period of time. Anotheruntoldstory.com. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
I've got three news articles today without looking with powerful globalist royalty university heads saying they want to reduce world population by 80%, have one-child policies in the U.S., deny health care to the old, carry out eugenics. You understand, police, you can go to the Texas Academy of Sciences when they gave Dr. Pianca the Lifetime Achievement Award, one of the top scientists at UT, and Dr. Pianca gave a speech about how he can't wait till 90% of us die. There's a big group that got international attention yesterday calling for all humans to die. Okay, do you understand? Get it through your head. You're not powerful. You're not in control. You're not as tough as you think you are. The world isn't the way you think it is. I'm already digressing. I just wish you would listen to me. I wish you would understand how serious things are, how deep things are, how far gone things are. Look at this. Eco Group calls for voluntary human extinction, says masses should be indoctrinated to stop having children in order that the human race can die out and save the planet. This is being reported by the Times of London and others. And then it gets into the, it's just so sick, and they want to teach school children this. By the way, as you know, for 50 years, it's already been taught to school children. I can get into that whole program I have with John Taylor Gatto and others, but I'm already digressing. I haven't even gotten to the stack of news, and I said I would do it. We're going to do it in the next segment. Just getting back to Derry Brownfield coming to the network starting next month. I mean, he's already on the network. We're one of his satellite affiliates, but excited about that. But I heard him talking, and he was reading newspaper articles and reading out of a book called Thirst that I've read large excerpts of years ago when it first came out. And I've experienced this personally. Let me explain. This is just one facet. This is somewhere you can document it right now for yourself, or most of you remember this happening in your town or city. And this is just something that isn't as shocking or scary sounding as, hey, the people running the global government are eugenicists and want to kill you. They even made James Bond movies about it. You know, they put reality into fiction. Remember Moonraker? They want to kill everybody on the Earth while they sit on the space station, and they're going to come back and people the Earth with Superman. Well, they actually have government documents and ideas and plans to do that, but do it underground and then reemerge. You know, just like the last James Bond movie was about government-sponsored terror or institutionalized-sponsored terror, and the one before that was about DNA, individual bioweapons, and DNA harvesting and life extension technologies. But I'm already digressing. The point here is that there's a whole reality around you you're not aware of. And that life is not the McDonald's signs and the Walmart signs and people, you know, in fancy dresses and riding around on Harleys. And I'm not saying any of that's bad. I'm saying that's all just a facade. Okay, we are these creatures, these Homo sapiens sapiens that have babies and live. And we live on a beautiful planet with trees and water. And I don't know what type of birds they are. They're living right outside my front door. They've got red chest and blue bodies, and they're little babies. I can watch them, their mommy feeding them. I mean, it's magic. And there's this whole cosmos around us, and we're going around this sun. And there's, I mean, last night I was watching footage from our new film, just of the New York East River, and it's sunset. And I was looking at the beautiful waves, you know, that the high-def camera caught, and I was just stricken by the beauty. And I was like, my God, it's a paradox. There's all this beauty, all this incredible creation around us, all of God's handiwork, our beautiful families, our wonderful children, our wonderful elders, family histories, our pets, our artwork, our lives, our memories. It's all so wonderful. My life is wonderful. But then overhanging it is this growing global evil and all the corruption and all the things they do and all their handiwork. I mean, it's all bad. And, you know, while your life's going good, the CPS is snatching the kid down the street. Or while your life's good, the kid down the street just got on government shipped in cocaine. Or the kid down the street just got busted using government shipped in cocaine. And then, or the kid down the street was late to class three times in Austin, so they were arrested under truancy charges. Or the airport down the street's putting in a 360 body scanner to scan your body and put you in a government database. Or right down the street at the hospital, they're taking your baby's blood and putting it in a Homeland Security crime database and digitizing it and doing medical experiments with it and admitting it all. It's totally criminal. We have to protect the good. When I get back, I'll tell you about what Brownfield was talking about today with the water. Just to bring it home to you. Because it's even worse than what he was saying. It's always worse. In fact, it's so bad that if I studied for a year on this one subject and tried to bring you all the evidence, I couldn't do it. I mean, what we know is so horrible, it can't even be articulated. Imagine what else is going on. Not just the poison in the water. This is a separate subject.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Steve, Alyssa, Dave, Mike, Andrew, your calls are coming up after I cover some of the news headlines here. But I was listening to Derry Brownfield this morning read different news articles from locally in his town, cover other stories around the country, where they would just calmly come out, say in a California town, or one case, your bill's $240 a month for water, which, by the way, is exorbitant. And the new company comes in out of Germany, but they have a subsidiary called California Water Systems, California American Water Systems. And then they come in and they say, it's now $1,270. And if you don't pay it, they just turn your water off. It's total highway robbery. And the federal government is mandating with regulations that local governments accept the takeover by these groups. Let me give you another example. I remember living in Austin, and about 9 years ago, they picked your trash up twice a day, then suddenly a new company, one that had been on 60 Minutes and other places for being mafia-owned and run, came in and took it over, and it tripled in price, and they started coming once a week, and then they would look in your garbage, and if there was like a board or something in there, they would call that construction waste and would leave all your trash there. And so they've increased it since then. So that's how privatization works. That just means a private group came in and bought off your mayor, whose wife will then publicly get a consultant job for the company for $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year doing nothing. I mean, it's slick, folks. That's how they operate. And it is, it's the same in everything. It's the same with school. It's the same with taxes. It's the same with everything they do. And the bridges are collapsing and the roads are falling apart, but they're still slapping new toll roads on them. And they've got cops out writing tickets, and they tell the cops, oh, we're bankrupt, we've got to write more tickets. And the cops hear how the bridges are collapsing, and the more tickets they write, the less money goes to bridges. Right here in Texas, the feds took $7 billion out of the federal fund for Texas that Texas paid into it and just sent it to Iraq last year alone. And that's every state. That's how it works. And then they tell the cops, you're going to have a pay cut unless you write more tickets. And so they go out and write tickets, and, of course, it doesn't go to them. It's just, it's totally and completely sick. And that's how they're doing it. And you can read the IMF, World Bank. You can read the Club of Rome documents. You can read all their statements going back 30 years ago where they said, we're going to go in, we're going to lobby, we're going to take over the water supplies, and then we're going to jack up prices. Just hundreds of documents. And in the IMF World Bank documents that were leaked in 2002, I talked so much about because I went and read thousands of pages of them. That's why it's just an entire blueprint right there. They said, in fact, we'll go into countries and completely turn the water off once we own it, because then they'll really panic and riot, and then they'll accept anything afterwards. It's all psychology. It's all raping you. It's all squeezing you. It's all driving you into submission. Now, these same foreign companies that come in and buy up your water and then double the price, triple the price, quadruple the price, then each year after double the price. Let me give you a little newsflash. The entire state of Texas has two large aquifers that cover the entire state. It is, in some cases, thousands of feet deep. Everywhere else, hundreds of feet deep. Pure water, totally clean, everywhere. Just giant aquifers, two big ones. And it's enough water to give the entire United States water forever. I mean, it's just unlimited. It's always being replenished. Doesn't matter. They run PR campaigns telling you there's no water. Got to accept higher prices. It's your carbon footprint. Because of the earth being in trouble, we have to pay more. And the public, they have huge PR campaigns that say you've got to pay more now because there's no water. And why shouldn't they? I mean, if they're going to be able to quadruple and plus all your water bills, they're just taking a few percentage points of that and not just buying the mayors and city councils and county commissioners and state legislators and the feds to mandate it all. Feds come in and say, you know what, we're not going to give you any of your water funding, though we take your money from the states and 33 cents back on average, unless it's a privatization. And they have a bunch of fake libertarians dance around and go, privatize, privatize. But it's not privatization. It's taken our water systems we paid for with tax money. See, first the Fed said, oh, you just got to put fluoride in it, feds say. You got to put chlorine in it, feds say. Doesn't matter if it's totally clean out of an aquifer. Feds say. And then now feds say you got to let this German company or Dutch company or Chinese company or Russian company or British company. And every time you look, it's not U.S. companies. Those don't exist anymore. They're all globalists. And they just come in and they have the National Water Council, National Association of Governors, Association of City Managers, and they fly around and they're given public bribes. Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that private companies can give bribes. It said now legal. Go read the ruling, Kelo versus Connecticut, the Kelo decision. And you can go in there and read it, and it says, legalize, they can come, it's piracy, letter of mark. They come in, they pay, they just take it. Take your property, no just compensation. You see, everybody was freaking out about the ruling, but the news didn't even tell you the real ruling. The news said, yeah, they say if a private interest wants it, they can get your property. Eve, quote, they'll pay more taxes. That's the public good tie-in. But then when you read the ruling, it said, they can come in, take your property, and not pay you. Did you know that? And then all the Texas landowners got letters about the landowner's bill of rights. Oh, we passed something to give you rights. And it says in the huge 40-plus page letter that all Texas landowners, by all Texas landowners, people that have over 30, 40 acres, I know our family got them. And it said, listen, we're going to be putting in pipelines and taking land. And if you don't take our first offer within 6 months, we not only take the land, we then charge you legal fees. And they said, this is your new right. You have no recourse. Sell immediately for what we offer. And it's already happened all over Texas. They come in and they say, we want your 500 acres. And you go, but it's valued on the tax rolls at, you know, $50,000 an acre. So I should be getting millions of dollars. And they say, nope, we're going to give you $1,000 an acre. And you're like, but that's 1/50th of what it's worth. And they just say, listen, that's it. And then 6 months later, they take your property. And if you don't leave, and this has happened, they send the SWAT team. Men in black mask come in armored vehicles, and if you fight back, they kill you. It's real simple. And it's all happened before. It's all happened before. The Rockefellers in Illinois and in Colorado and in Pennsylvania and in New York and in New Jersey and all over the country, hundreds of cases, they would hire Pinkerton Security or two other major firms. And they would, and then, I mean, this happened just 75 years ago, 80 years ago, one of the worst cases, over 100. And they would come into whole tent cities of people that went in and staked claims on national lands and found gold, found silver, found bauxite, found oil, didn't matter. And they'd just ride in with guys on horses or guys in armored cars, and they'd open up the back with a machine gun, and they'd just shoot every person. And it was admitted in the police reports, and the police were there helping. They would ride down small children. They would burn families up inside shacks, and then they'd loot every bit of money they had. That was their extra payment. Hardcore killers. That railroad train would pull up. They'd ride their horses right down that ramp, and they were coming to kill. And they killed, and they killed, and they killed, and they killed, and they killed up one side and down the other of this country, and they're going to kill again. This is their time. Their time to rule. Their time for you to learn. And I'm so sick of them. Open criminal cess, filth, just absolute viper, venomous pit of hell, blood-sucking, tyrannical, bully murderers. You read the accounts of those families burn up and those families running as they pop, 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 pop. Or you read about just 80 years ago in New Jersey and places where families would be starving to death living in their shacks, and they'd go in demanding just a few cents more an hour, and here would come the National Guard with their guns, and they'd mow every one of their people down right there. That's how this country works. That's how it operates. I ought to make a film about that. And if you don't think these SWAT teams, 90% of them won't follow orders, they will follow orders all the way to hell. They'll do whatever they're told, when they're told, how they're told. They will do it. I said I'd get to your calls. I just think about the open criminality. But see, the average person doesn't think about where water comes from. They just think water comes out of the tap and I get a bill. And your bill goes from $240, which is exorbitant. You look back 10 years ago, that same bill would have been $20. $15. $1,200+. I mean, your trash pickup triples in price and you get half the service overnight, baby. And then you literally look at the trash company here we have locally, and it's owned by the Carleones. I mean, sarcastic, a well-known Italian family. Been national newscast about other mafia. That's how America works. That's how it runs. That's who rules. And I'm sick of them. Now, if you really get into the history books, every time the National Guard with Pinkerton Security mowed people down, bad stuff happened to those people. Oh, yeah. Because the cousin of the people that died would spend years, would sell everything they had, would spend years quietly finding out who did it. And then things would happen. Years later, one of those old Pinkerton boys, it might be 25 years later, would walk out on their front porch, their nice little spread from stolen money. for money they got from the Rockefellers and others. The guy walks out to get in his little Model T to ride down to town, and there's somebody waiting for him. Hey, you know why I'm here? You killed my cousin. Now you're going to die. But they still did it, even knowing that would happen. Now that doesn't happen. Somebody kills your family, you go squealing and crying to the government. Hey, they killed my family for no reason. Government is wrong. And then you hear people go, the government's dumb. They don't believe me. I am innocent. My brother was innocent. I didn't do it. There's even video of it. Why don't you help? Don't you? And then the people that are abused always think it's an accident. It's no accident, slave. You're here to be sucked off of. That's what you're here for. So now you know why I don't like you spending time watching football and acting tough and strutting around with your buddies at the pool hall. As a man, you should be fighting this tyranny, not the facsimile of a man that Hollywood told you, some guy walking around flexing his muscles, bulging his eyes out at his neighbor, but whose tail goes between their legs when a cop asks him a question. A man, a real man's nice to his neighbors, but then his tail doesn't go between his legs when a cop asks him a question or pulls him over. See, you're not really men. A real man would be informed and aware of what's happening and would have their instincts alerted and would be doing everything they could to try to reverse where we're going. Because a real man would be having his guardian instinct employed to protect his friends, his family, his neighbors. The globalists have taken the guardian instinct and warped it and turned it into a looting, feeding frenzy instinct against us. And they've used the guardian instinct to neutralize you and said, these men who are looting you, who are pillaging you, who are taking booty from you, they're protecting you. It's all about your instincts. It's all about how you operate. They're punching all those buttons all day long instead of you taking control of those buttons. There's two ways to do this. Either you're in control of the buttons or they are. It's time to start using your own buttons. Time to start punching your own buttons. That's the secret to life. Either you're at the helm or they're at the helm. Now, here's the type of news I got today. What we'll do is we'll take your calls, then we'll go to the guests, then I'll get to it all. I try. J.P. Morgan Chase, CEO, recession just beginning, i.e., that means J.P. Morgan Chase, the private arm of the Federal Reserve's squeezing and sucking off of you, just begun. Bush says, greatest fear is another terror attack. Fearmonger says Al-Qaeda is going to get us. Give up all your rights. Oil steady after record near $127 a barrel, and that's the headlines. Oh, oil went down a little. You know, it goes from $40 a barrel to $127, and it'll drop down to $125 and go to $130. And then they'll only do headlines for you when it drops a few dollars, creating the psychological illusion. I read British warfare manuals on that from the 50s. That's a number game they play. You got to look into it for yourself. To always announce it when it's gone down a dollar or two and then not announce it when it goes up 10 bucks. Oh, oil's down only $127 a barrel. Oil prices were steady Wednesday after moving back from an overnight trading record near $127 a barrel on concerns that Iran may cut production. Democrats propose taxes to fund veterans' benefits. Oh, it's for the veterans. Yeah, the government has had plenty of money to take care of the veterans. We've had experts on, veterans groups on to cover that. They just keep all the money and don't give it to them. See, don't fill the potholes. Don't have police new radios or the firemen with new radios. Advertise that the radios don't work, then demand a new tax increase that never goes to that. I remember seeing scores of bond proposals in Austin, Texas, back when I was mainly covering local stuff 13 years ago, where there'd be a bond for $50 million, a bond for $100 million, a bond for $10 million. And then the bonds matured, and they never even cash them in. They never even spend the money. Just huge investments. And it was always for firefighters. It was always for, you know, children. Nothing to do with it. Oh, man, you got to love it sometimes. It's just so funny if it wasn't so sick. Democrats propose tax to fund veterans. Anybody making $500,000 or more, it's only a 2% the tax to start with. Of course, that's how the income tax started. Whole new tax layer. They're rolling out all these new ones because you'd have to pay 100% of your earnings forever to even pay the interest on the trillions that have been created out of nothing, the debt. There's no way to ever pay it back. You can either say this debt's fraudulent, this government's criminal, or we can just all be completely bankrupt. And I know they gave you a black mask to feel powerful. You're going to decide to be a slave. I understand. You're in control, aren't you? Go ahead and take the inoculation. Line up. They care about you. Don't listen to the nut Alex Jones. Democrats propose taxes to fund veterans' benefits. Inflation pressures ease despite food price jump. AP, Federal Reserve, says inflation's down. You've seen prices going down. Federal Reserve, inflation's down, and I'm a spotted Easter bunny. New storm headed towards cyclone devastated Burma. Oh, I'm sorry, the military dictatorship, I have to call it Myanmar. China bloggers cook up conspiracies. We'll take some calls, get into all this news. Stay with us.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Like cattle, are you going to go into the squeeze chutes for the slaughter? Going to let them march in to body scanners to have 360 images of your naked family on their database? Going to let them take your baby's blood at birth saying they own your family's DNA? Going to let them let private corporations come buy up your politicians and then quadruple the price of your water just to start? Going to let them squeeze and have their way with you? By the way, these private water districts, once they incorporate, they hire their own police. An example of that is LCRA, private corporation. non-governmental, SWAT teams pulling people over, arresting NFL football players who beg and plead, just having their way, just having their way, having their way, having their way. It's all about getting the slaves, all about having their way, all about being a big man, all about enforcing for the masters, all about taking your water, taking your food, all about controlling you, all about taking your future. Steve in Chicago, by the way, Wayne Madsen has been harassed. Wayne Madsen for the D.C. Madam situation, we're going to have him pop in. Big developments there up on Infowars.com right now. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to say a big congratulations to the West Virginians for beating back a marauding, rampaging black beast. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but wait a minute. Jay Rockefeller was on stage. It's on YouTube. Beckley, West Virginia, endorsing Obama. It's obviously a University of Chicago deep cover operation. And I think I want to take a second to say I'd like to have a celebratory victory dance with the VA West Virginia Mountain Mama.
I appreciate your call, sir. I can't hear the music you're playing. We don't need to call people black beast. We don't need to play into the tribalism they use to control us. Barack Obama is bad. Hillary is bad. McCain is bad. I mean, I hear even all the Patriot talk shows do nothing but cover this election. It doesn't matter. It's a joke. It's a fraud. The only real candidate is Ron Paul. And he's done a great job educating people and probably going to speak at the convention, and there's going to be a big revolt that'll bring a lot of attention to what's happening. And I'm all for a revolt as long as there isn't a, quote, claim that he's the nominee. Unless McCain gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar in the time, I just don't think you'd see the establishment then push Ron Paul the four. They're going to bring in Mitt Romney then. Has anybody thought about that? They're going to bring in folks that have the most delegates after McCain if that magic scenario happened to happen. I'm just being realistic here. But, Steve, I know a lot of people are really hyped up here. It's all staged, okay? They're all in on it. Barack Obama and Hillary, they're going to end up running together probably. And then you are going to, what's going to happen then? I mean, you're actually saluting Hillary Clinton. Oh, my gosh. Elias in Ohio, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. I'm so happy to get on your show.
Well, I'm happy to speak to you. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask a question about 9/11. And I was looking at some of the things you guys, one of the programs you guys had on YouTube, and it was talking about drone planes going into the buildings. Okay, if that was so, then where are the people that were on the original planes that and go into the building?
Okay, you're saying one of my programs. Do you know what was it, one of my films or someone else?
Maybe it was the guy that you have on that does the investigations of the young guy that you have filling in on for you.
Jason Burness?
Yeah, I think I saw it on one of his like YouTube programs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, stay there and I'll try to answer this on the other side. I mean, to go ahead and answer some of it, then we'll get David J. Smith on at the 8 after. To answer some of your question now, it is not up to us to prove what happened. We know the official story is a lie and a fraud, and we've proven they're lying. Okay? We'll be right back, and I'll try to elaborate on this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're talking to Alyssa in Ohio. David J. Smith coming up in the next segment. Talk about a lot of key issues. Stay with us for that. Wayne Madsen's been harassed by the federales for exposing the D.C. Madam situation. We'll have him popping in later. A lot more. She was asking, you know, if we're surmising that they took control of the aircraft by remote control, then what do they do with the other passengers? I believe that it was the aircraft. I believe that the passengers were on board. And I believe, because of what I've been told from inside sources and what some of the real phone calls from air phones said, not the fake calls at 30,000 feet from regular cell phones that are impossible, that I can't breathe, there's some kind of gas in the cabin, there's a smoke, help me. You know, there were several calls saying that. And hundreds of other points and data. You know, when you study something for years, pore over it, study other operations, look at what they've done, look at their technologies, how the computers, quote, malfunctioned on a day with 85% plus bookings on the flights, but on the East Coast, but these flights were all at exactly 22% booking, and then how the hijackers' names weren't on the manifest and later were, and all the planting of evidence and their bags getting stuck at the airport and leaving their cars parked with all these admissions in it and the passport floating down magically out of the sky when the black boxes were destroyed. Then the firefighters saying they found the black boxes, were ordered to turn them in and shut up. I mean, on and on and on. But we know they're lying about the official story. We have the pieces, so we know they did it. The question is, I mean, we can say, why did Building 7 blow up, you know, at 5:25 in the afternoon, 8 hours later after the others fell? Was Flight 93 that went down in Shanksville, was it going there? Was it going to be the next, you know, the third building to be hit? All built as a media spectacle. As the first plane hits, everybody tunes in. Second plane hits, the whole world tunes in. Third plane hits, you know, pandemonium. Three's the charm. Did the Happy Hooligans out of North Dakota, stationed in Virginia for the drill, did they not follow orders and shoot it down? We were told that. We know there was an award ceremony, a lot of evidence there. We even know the name of the pilot. Did that stop that plane from going to 7, or was it really going to the Capitol, where they ordered stand down by the air defenses? Would they really have had martial law to hit the Capitol? I don't know. But we know they're lying. That's the point. We know if we go look at their story, we can then prove it's all a lie. And then they're covering up, and then they have the motive, then they stage other attacks before they admit they've staged, and then you add in all the other evidence, and then you know it's them as an investigator. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I believe that they did it. Don't get me wrong. It was that was just something that had caught my attention, and I was like, wow, you know, what kind of things does it take to, you know, do something like that? I mean, what kind of technology and what did they do with those poor people? But I believe, you know, that it happened the way it did.
Joe Kennedy Jr. in 1943 was flying in a P-38 Lightning, I believe, in a chase plane behind a B-17 drone cruise missile. Mm-hmm. They loaded the B-17 full of explosives. You can go look up the case on Wikipedia if you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he died in secret mission. They just declassified it about 10 years ago. Okay. And he was chasing it, remote controlling it. The Germans mm-hmm. weren't the only ones. It's just that he had to stay within a few miles of it, and the German Focke-Wulfs and Messerschmitts came up and got him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was flying behind an attack drone then. They had remote control in 1943. And they were landing jumbo jets and having them fly across the world from Los Angeles to to Australia 30 years ago. I mean, they fly the space shuttle in by remote control. They fly cruise missiles through people's windows. You ever seen the video from the cruise missiles radioing it back where they fly through the window or down the chimney?
Right. I've seen stuff like that, and it's just, I mean, it's just, I'm just so, it upsets me. I'm so angry that this is all that's going on, and I was listening to you earlier.
Stay there. I'm going to finish up with you, David J. Smith, coming up. Stay with us.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Pastor David J. Smith, decades and decades fighting a new world order, been publishing Newswatch magazine since the early 80s. I've got him here to talk about the clergy response teams, preparing everyone for martial law, how to go to the FEMA camps. That's not me saying that. That's mainstream news. Smiling and saying to go to the camps. Oh, it's so wonderful. We'll also talk about the intimidation, the attacks on free speech, what he thinks of what's happening with the staged election, and so much more. But going back to Alyssa in Ohio, you had a point you wanted to finish.
I just wanted to say that as you were saying earlier, I am so hurt and just so devastated as to where our nation is going. And I do, as you do sometimes, and when I'm driving home or I'm going somewhere, and I just look out of my sunroof of my car, and I'll just think about how beautiful the earth is and our children and the animals and how it's just going to all be destroyed. And I just hope and pray that God will bless us. We will some of us fighters out here, because I am trying to fight with you guys against the new world order. I am trying to wake up people. I talk to my family, my friends, people at my job. And I just hope that the Lord blesses us, that we can come together and that we can defeat them before, you know, anything else happens. Or, I mean, they've done as worse, you know, to us as, you know, they could do, you know, with the vaccinations and, you know, the water, the fluoride, I mean, just everything. And
it's unspeakable how many fronts they're hitting us on. God bless you, and I appreciate you calling us. In fact, we'll continue with calls later in this hour, and he'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. I'm trying to get the young pastor on who's getting his second degree at a East Texas Bible school there outside Mount Vernon, where he told a group of Boy Scouts, he works in the office part-time, he has to give them tours about how they need to defend the Bill of Rights, Constitution, same thing he was taught in Boy Scouts. Pretty mild stuff. Homeland Security showed up, said that is inciting people to terrorism. You can't teach the Bill of Rights. Next time you'll be arrested. Now, that would be hard to believe if I didn't have footage in Road to Tyranny out of their own squad car. The state police at a checkpoint, and Abby Newman pulls up, and you see all these cars lined up, and you can see the camera from the squad car, a couple other squad cars in front of it, and it's just a random checkpoint in the middle of nowhere. So there's only about four cars ahead of her, and they come over to the car, and they say, we want to search your car. And she's, you know, tell us who you are. And she said, listen, this is a random checkpoint. You don't have probable cause. And they say, get out of the car. So she gets out. She doesn't resist. They charge her with resisting, and she was found not guilty for that by a jury because of their squad car video. But again, resisting is not following their orders now. They throw felonies on you for that. No conscience. Then they get in the back and they find a Patriot Games VHS video. She likes Harrison Ford. She's a married, you know, retired out of the Navy lady. She's going into town for canning supplies, as I said, very Al-Qaeda-ish. And she's there. And they get in the back of the car and they go, my gosh, look at all this paraphernalia. And they goes, what is it? And he goes, Patriot Games? Well, that's a movie. Alex Jones, Police State 2000. Wait a minute, what's this? Pocket Constitution, is that legal? Is that illegal? And they start going, I don't know if you're allowed to have a Constitution. You know. Folks, it's on video. It's on video. It's so amazing to a normal person or someone who has any education or knows. I mean, this they've sworn oaths to it. Then we have FEMA in Kansas City saying the founding fathers are terrorists. The FBI training manual saying, and then flyers to police, call the police if somebody's got a UN bumper sticker. Get us out of the UN. Go ahead and arrest them. That's in law enforcement magazines. And a lot of cops listening, you've been exposed to this. I mean, this is incredible. So I wanted to bring Pastor David J. Smith up about this because now, 2 years ago, we had a pastor in Pennsylvania, then one in Ohio. Pastor Butch Paul here on the network covered it. We brought it out to a big audience here, but he broke it. We got the documents. We posted them. Butch broke it. We got the documents. Give him credit where credit's due. We put the documents up with the blacked out name of the preacher. They still knew who it was and went after him and threatened him. He has a big church. Kicked him out of the hospital where for free he went and was a chaplain for those dying. And they told them, we're going to train folks to start turning their guns, have their children taken, go to camps, go to labor camps. And we put the documents up, and people didn't believe it. Then, a year plus later, local news and other news outlets, NBC and others, reported. But they said it was good. People say, well, you report mainstream media. They're a bunch of liars. You know, why are you quoting them? No. Most of the time they tell the truth, they just put a spin on it that it's good. And they said, martial law is good. And they have the pastor going, do what the government says. And we now bring you to Pastor David J. Smith to talk about that, Romans 13, all of it. Pastor, thank you for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure, Alex.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself first, Newswatch Magazine, the website, everything you do a little bit, and then get into your take on what's happening.
Okay, we started Newswatch Magazine in August of 1980. That was the first issue. We've published ever since. And we watch world news in the light of Bible prophecy. We talk about a lot of the same things that you do, except we give scripture from the Bible showing how this is rising and how it's going to affect us, whom it's going to affect. And so anyway, we've done this for years. We were on radio from 1982 all the way through till about 4 years ago. And now we have television programs that we rotate all across the country, and we're on DirecTV, Central Standard Time on Channel 367, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at 11 p.m., and we talk about the same things. Now, for those who are listening to your program and who have not responded before, this is a one-time offer. We would offer you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. All they would have to do would be to call our toll-free number, 800-516-8736. Okay, now, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want your take on the 26,000 preachers recruited to train their flocks to go to FEMA camps, turn their guns in. I mean, this is so diametrically opposed to our republic. Basically, the points I was making before I went to you in the last minute or two.
Okay, basically, we were founded as a Christian nation. And those in the liberal media, they will try to deny it till the cows come home, but they can't do it. It's in all the documents that we have. Every single state within the United States, all of the preambles, all of the constitutions, all of our forefathers said that this is a Christian nation. Therefore, we were founded upon Christian beliefs, better known as the Ten Commandments. They gave us a Bill of Rights because they saw what was happening in Europe. There was a church and state combination, and the state would follow the direction of the church. And anyone who did not agree with what was going on, then they were persecuted. Our government wanted to make sure that we had that no church, single church organization, would gain control and be able to have that massive power. They also saw that in every case, they would always disarm the people, and therefore they had no way to stand up for their rights. That's why they put the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The First Amendment, the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so on, because they had no redress of their grievances before kings. And so our entire Constitution was built for what was going on at that time and the way that they were going to sever those relationships with Europe and create a free society. Now, unfortunately, our Constitution was written in such a way that a Mr. Charles Merriman, back in the 1930s, was hired by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to change the Constitution to a democracy. And he said that our Constitution was loosely written and they could create court cases to interpret it, and they would change it to a socialized government. And that's exactly what's happened. Now, every socialized government, when you read Marxism and Leninism and so on, you'll find that their first step is socialism. And in order to go on to the communist man, you have to go and create a dictatorship. Eliminate the weak people, the resistors, and then supposedly the state will wither away over a period of time. Now, that's nothing but a hoax. There has not been one single communist country, and communism was founded by the international bankers who are wanting to set up a one-world economic system, no coins, no cash, no checks, only a mark or a chip so that you can run it across a scanner and they can control you that way.
And by the way, if people aren't Christians and don't believe this, it doesn't matter, because they're announcing they're going to face scan everybody when you buy and sell to stop people from, quote, buying cigarettes and beer. See, that's their excuse. The cashless grid is going in, whether you deny it or not, folks. It's happening.
That's right. And they always come up with a logical reason that is acceptable by people as to why they're implementing a program, but they always carry it the second and the third step until finally they reach the conclusion they want, a more solid police state. And that's what's happening with this young man and all of these ministers. They've been visited. They've been talked to about telling the people that they should obey the government at all costs. Well, that's not what he says in Romans 13. Romans 13 of the Bible does say that you should get along and you should follow the laws of the nation as long as those laws don't violate God's laws, or as long as they're not usurpers of the legitimate government, then you are to obey it. Our legitimate government is a constitutional republic.
Stay there. I want to come back after the break with David J. Smith and get into this and get more into Romans 13.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
You know that it's time.
Pastor David J. Smith continue. I mean, the whole Bible, and even if people aren't Christians out there, they need to understand that the government is going, taking over the churches, using religion, using Christians, but not just Christianity. They're infiltrating all the major religions and telling them, worship the government, do what they say, turn your guns in. We have the documents. It's now been in the news. It's so diabolical. And they tell them, render unto Caesar, when all of the disciples were killed for not following orders, when Jesus went into the money changers, when he wouldn't bow to government, when the prophets were always rebuking the government. And then they twist it and say, no, you've got to worship the government, all authorities of God. Well, wait a minute then. So the founding fathers were bad fighting England, or we were bad to fight Hitler because Hitler was authority, so he was of God. It is so sick. And then now, Pastor David J. Smith, the on the face of it, the tyranny of the government having a relationship secretly with the pastors, I mean, that's right out of the Soviet Union.
It absolutely is, and not only that. There's a lot more in depth to this, and I don't know sometimes whether to even bring it up or not, but I guess if we're looking for truth, we better say it. Jesuit universities, there are Jesuits who, that's the Society of Jesus, and from the Catholic Church, they go out into organizations, even though they're priests, they dress just like the average person, infiltrate organizations. The Knights of Malta, and their goal is to bring everybody in the world back to the Catholic Church. There's 24 organizations minimum working inside the United Nations to bring about a one-world religion. In Clayton, Missouri, there's a United Nations library, and when I lived in St. Louis, I went to it, and in one of the books by Dag Hammarskjöld, he said that the head of the United Nations would be the political pontiff of the world when they established their world government. But then there would be a religious pontiff of Rome. And so once again, church and state together. And so they're trying to bring an ecumenical movement here of all churches, and a part of it is this going in and talking with the pastors, telling them that guns are bad, they're evil. They should be willing to turn them in. And all of this is from a program, a written paper by Major Peters, it was called Warrior Class. He said that patriots and those who would hold out for nationalism, who believed in God and the Bible, were now to be considered an enemy doctrine. And therefore, anybody that holds out and wants America to remain free and outside the New World Order, anybody that wants to have a free reign of Christianity in America, they are the enemies. Any patriot is the enemy. Now, our government may not come out and say that, but they've shown it by court cases. We know they have these prison camps. Rex 84, under the Ronald Reagan administration, built them.
Now it's in the Houston Chronicle. Now it's admitted all over the news.
Right. And in 19, oh, I forget what year it was, but anyway, there was a court case in Houston, Texas, and a man sued the government because of this Rex 84 program, and the court said, you haven't been in prison, and nobody else has, and you haven't been harmed by it, so we're going to throw your case out of court. They did say in a note, in a footnote at the end of it, you have proven your case that there are civilian prison camps built in America. But since you haven't been harmed, then your case is dismissed.
That's right. You don't have standing.
That's right.
But going back, that was then, this is now, it's all admitted. I mean, if you read PD 51 or you read the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, it says the president's a dictator. That means Hillary, Obama, McCain, whoever's coming, Bush, they're just puppets. People need to understand it's not just about the personality. It moves on. And it says it's for insurrection. It's to fight the American people. I want you to talk about that when we get back. And I want to hear more about these Jesuits.
Okay.
On the other side with Pastor David J. Smith, just an amazing researcher. And we'll talk about, since he brings this up, Tony Blair converting to Catholicism to be the new EU head. We'll be right back.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing.
We're about to go back to Pastor David J. Smith here in just a moment. We're going to be opening the phones up later in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. I know Dave and Mike and Andrew and others have been holding. We'll go to you first. 1-800-259-9231. You can call in on any subject. David J. Smith, as he said, does live TV programs, tape TV programs, radio shows. For years, he's knows about every subject, a news hound just like myself. He's been out there just for since 1980 fighting the New World Order or longer, 28-plus years. So we're very, very honored to have him with us. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. Don't forget that not only am I a documentary filmmaker, not only do my documentary films wake people up like none others we've seen out there, your purchase of the books and videos at our secure online video and bookstore online at InfoWars.com makes what we do here possible. And I'm here working hard for you Monday through Friday for 4 hours from 11 to 2 p.m. Central, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. We just expanded the show about a month ago. And I come in on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. with a special end of week, start of week, final edition. So you can always join me for the final edition Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. As well, not just the weekday show. And so please go to Infowars.com. I mean, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement is an incredible film, and it's shot in high definition. It's so well done. The history of the New World Order, who they are, how they operate, what their master plan is, what they're doing. None of it's rumor. It's all documented fact. You need to have this 2-hour, 20-minute film, 40 minutes of extras. So it's a 3 hours on one disc. American Drug War, exposing how the government ships the drugs in. And Hollywood advertises how they're cool, so the kids use them, and they throw you in prison for using their drugs. We've got that for $24.95. It has 3 hours of extras on it. So that's 5 hours for $24.95. And it is just got a buzz all over the country right now. I consulted on it. I'm in the extras. And American Drug War, of course, is something that everybody needs to see. You may know they ship the drugs in. You may know the war on drugs is a fraud. You may know it's problem, reaction, solution. Your neighbors, your police chief, your pastor, your cousins, your boss, your employees, people in the community, they don't know. So get American Drug War. It's not even out on DVD yet, but I had a deal as consultant to be able to have it before it even came out. You can get it one place, Infowars.com. And you can get it for $5 cheaper than it's going to be selling for. It's going to be selling for $29.95. We've got it $24.95 at Infowars.com. We've got Washington, You're Fired by William Lewis, new video. We've got Seeds of Deception, two DVD films, audio CD for $19.95. So two films and a whole CD of information on the poison GMO food that is hurting so many of us. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget, all 18 of my films are online in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And PrisonPlanet.tv members get the fourth hour that simulcast as a television show with the guest cam, the cam on me, the document cam, exclusive videos. We're going to stream sections of my new film, 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. We're going to stream that here first before it's even posted for the main audience at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be streaming excerpts of that to give you an idea of why you want to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And with the added capital and support, we will get a bigger office, more employees. I'm doing what David J. Smith's doing. I'm going to start a TV show on cable, on the dish. But it takes capital to do that. So support us by buying the videos and books. And then make copies of my videos, get them out to people, Infowars.com. Going back to Pastor David J. Smith, who's going to be with us to the bottom of the next hour, maybe longer. Got some other guests popping in later, too. Continuing, sir, because I have always exposed the Jesuits. I've had Tex Mars on. I've had a bunch of other guests on over the years. And then some people have erroneously claimed that I don't talk about the Catholic Church. They've erroneously claimed because there's a black guy named Alex Jones. That's what got him started on it. First, they said I was a Jesuit because they heard there was a Jesuit named Alex Jones. And then once they'd already accused me, they couldn't say they were wrong. And that's how the whole thing started about 10 years ago, was there's a black guy who's a Jesuit named Alex Jones. Doesn't matter. I'm not black guy. I'm not 50-something years old, but doesn't matter. I'm guilty. And my whole family's Protestants and famous Protestants in Texas who raised Colonel Travis's son. But I want you to know, say whatever you want about the Jesuits. I have constantly talked about it. Blair kicks off campaign to become EU president. London Guardian, this was back on January. And it said that what we predicted when he converted about 8 months ago to Catholicism, we said, watch, he's going to be the new EU president, because you're right. Rome says that is their political arm. And Ratzinger, of course, Hitler Youth, calling for a world government. But the problem is, I don't hate Catholics, and then I don't exaggerate and lie about your common Catholics. And so, well, I mean, the big thing is this egomaniac sent me an email. I just got a similar one from somebody else saying, you're going to interview me or I'm going to expose you. And if I get a threat like that, I go, well, I'd like to interview you, but A guy just like yesterday said, you will interview me. I know more than you. I've been around longer than you. You will interview me, or I am going to talk bad about you. Knock yourself out. Go ahead, maniacs. But you are real. You're a real researcher. You bring out what you can prove. And I agree, the Jesuits are right at the top of the New World Order. Tell us about them.
Well, Bill Clinton said that his mentor was the late Professor Carol Quigley of Georgetown University, which is a Jesuit university. He wrote a huge, huge book, Tragedy and Hope. And in there, he said that he was an insider for 25 years. He saw their books. He knew their plan, what their purpose was. And he said the entire world was going to be controlled from your birth to your death. Everything was going to be controlled. Well, this is nothing but pure socialism, and then you want to throw in a little fascism because of the corporate structure that's going to be with this new world order. And so, but the thing is, the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, they and the Knights of Malta all have sworn allegiance that they are trying to get every sand of grain, a piece of sand on earth, all land masses and the people that inhabit them, to turn back to the Catholic Church. And the present Pope actually stated, and all of us know it if we watch the news, and he said that the Protestants and anybody that was not a Catholic was defective in doctrine and needed to come back to them. Well, that's a problem for me because I believe he's the defect and not the Bible, and that's what we go by. And so the Society of Jesus is working in secret. They go out and infiltrate all types of businesses, organizations, universities, and so on, and even churches, in order to bring them back to the Catholic Church. They try to undermine the virgin birth of Jesus. They try to undermine all biblical principles and say that they're not true. Well, of course, once they've undermined it and they finally turn people back to the Vatican for a religion, it becomes very easy because when you look back in history, and I've studied it well, you go back into history and you start in 321 A.D., and you find that the Roman Empire began to change everything in the Bible. And then when the Pope became the official, he was called the Pope for the first time in 610 A.D. And then in a few years earlier, 554, he crowned one of the kings, Charlemagne, I believe, and then it became the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, the Roman Empire switched into a religious empire.
Right, and... But the thing is, they, in order to convert everybody, they just let them have all of their pagan practices and then call them by Christian names. They let them continue to worship their idols, their gods and goddesses.
Well, that's right. During World War II, Catholic churches would get bombed, and under the main altar, there'd be a druidic sacrificial altar.
It's really wild.
Yeah, they built them on all the original sacrificial ley lines and sites and where druidic temples had been.
Right.
Now I want to get into the whole political system with this. I mean, at the very top of the New World Order, because we know David Rockefeller and the UN as well are pushing the World Council and National Council of Churches, and they're saying you can have any religion you want, just don't criticize any others. And Oprah wants to start a church that's all new agey, and they claim it's this new enlightenment, but you can't criticize other religions because that's hurtful and that's the cause of war. And we've got Walter Cronkite saying that he gets his orders from Satan, making a joke, and then calling for world government. I mean, I know that they are, quote, into the occult, and I don't debate that the Catholic Church calls for a world government, Ratzinger and the guy before him. Pope John Paul II calling for it and saying all religions are the same, and these giant things in Rome at the main Vatican City with hundreds of religious leaders, druids, you name it, shaman, all saying it's the same God. I mean, I don't know how any Catholic could not read the Bible and say that is, you know. So I'm not debating when it became evil or how it's evil, or we just know that it certainly is part of the New World Order. Would you say at the very top, I mean, for me, at the very top of the pyramid, it is this Luciferianism, this mystery religion going back to Egypt, and then they control all the other major groups. I mean, it's not even a debate then who runs it, because we know it's part of it. But I want you to be able to elaborate. Do you believe that the Roman Church is at the penultimate tip of the pyramid?
I believe that they are on the religious aspect, the top of the pyramid. Now, when you stop and look back, when the Illuminati, which means illuminated ones, and they believe that they got their illumination from Lucifer, who rebelled against God and became Satan. Albert Pike had an ongoing discussion with Lemmy, who took over as second in after the death of Adam Weishaupt of the Illuminati. They wanted Pike wanted to call him Lucifer, while Lemmy wanted to call him Satan. And so they finally decided upon Lucifer, and they said, we of the higher degrees must maintain the pure doctrine of Lucifer. But we can say to those in the 32nd, 31st, 30th degrees known down that we believe in a God, just don't tell them which one. And therefore,
and by the way, I want Masons tuning in to know, we're not saying you're individually bad, you're deceived. This is why there's symbols, the pyramid, meaning compartmentalization. You don't know. See, you think the G and the compass is for God. You find out when you're 33rd degree that it is Lucifer, and Albert Pike wrote books, Manly P. Hall, your top Masons, whose pictures hang in your halls, they wrote books. So it's not us saying it, it's your grandmasters. Go ahead.
That's right. And the point I started to make was, you go back to Adam Weishaupt. He taught at a Jesuit university, Ingolstadt University in Bavaria, Germany. It became, he said, disillusioned. And he left the Catholic Church and founded the Illuminati. And yet there were many, many religious people and even ministers and so on, priests, that were a part of the Illuminati. On his deathbed, he recanted and said, I'm really Catholic. So is this whole thing that he's created, that has come down to us today, and they're about to take the world right now, is it really the Jesuits in secret? And there are many other people that don't realize that they're being used in other secret societies, like Skull and Bones, and the Bohemian Grove and so on.
Well, we know that the money came from the British East India Company, but the charter, and this is in their own admissions, came from Bavaria, Germany for 1832.
Yep. And we know that the Rothschilds and other international bankers financed all of this to get it started.
So how do the Hebrews tie into this then?
Well, see, you've got two different items here. Number one, there were 12 tribes of Israel, and the northern 10 tribes of Israel split away from the tribe of Judah and Benjamin because Solomon's son Rehoboam would not give them relief from taxation. So they rebelled, and they became a separate nation from Judah. That's found in 1 Kings chapter 11 and 12. King Sennacherib of Assyria came down in 721 to 718 B.C. and captured the northern 10 tribes and sifted them through the nation. They lost track of who they were. So that left only Judah. They were captured by the Babylonian Empire, King Nebuchadnezzar. He sent them back only so that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, could be born through them. Then in 70 A.D., Jerusalem was destroyed, and they were scattered. But then I have a set of Jewish encyclopedias, and it says under the term Khazar that in 740 A.D., a group of people from Turkish extract adopted the religion of Judaism. They're not from the tribe of Judah. They could not technically be called Jews. But they do. They're the house of Rothschilds. They are descended from Esau, who took the birthright, who Jacob took the birthright away from him. So here is a group of people hiding behind the cloak of being a Jew, but they're from Turkey, not the tribe of Judah. And they're trying to regain the wealth of the world that was given to Jacob.
Well, I've read their own documents, and that's what they believe. So you're only saying what they're saying. Just amazing. Now, getting back to the on-the-ground manifestation of this, preachers call me all the time. I get little news articles here and there, but most of them are afraid to come on. But again, we have the documents. It's admitted. It's been on the news. I mean, how does a preacher get approached with a government, hey, we want you to tell your flock to submit to government and go to FEMA camps, and when there's an emergency, tell them to go to the sports stadium and turn their guns in, and then FEMA just leased in Des Moines, Iowa, the huge stockyards, the cattle yards, and they admitted for putting people in it. I mean, it's a bad Twilight Zone episode.
Right, and I don't understand why any minister who's worth his salt would stand up. Well, you know, really, you got to take a break?
Yeah, we do. Stay there. I want to come back and talk more about Romans 13. Because I've had police tell me, they go, we deserve the Lord, do whatever I say. But if that was the case, we'd have had no founding fathers. I mean, why did Jesus then not follow the government's orders? I mean, it's just made up. But we have a pastor on with us. David J. Smith has a national television program as well, three times a week. We'll be talking to him in just a moment.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
More.
is the New World Order. We know that every major organization is controlled by the New World Order, all the big institutions. We know that now. Let's move on to fighting their program, standing up against it, resisting it. David J. Smith, you were making a point.
In Romans 13, it basically states that we are to obey the law unless it requires us to violate God's law. Now, and plus, basically, our forefathers gave us a republican form of government, a constitution and a bill of rights to protect us from tyranny. It was supposed to be our representatives in Washington that would balance the executive department and then the judiciary. They would balance each other. But when the president of the United States and previous presidents have packed the courts with liberals, and they always interpret the law instead of become a strict constitutionalist, then they're the traitors, not the average American person. And so they are the ones that should be held accountable.
But and I want to be clear here. On its face, it is so asinine to say, worship all authority, do whatever it says, it's all of God. And I have a bunch of preachers on national TV I can play clips of, going off their government talking points. I mean, all authority, that means Pol Pot, that means Vlad the Impaler, that means Adolf Hitler, that means Mao Zedong, that means just everybody. That means King George III. I mean, that's to say, then they say our Congress should do what the president says because he's of God. But wait, they're co-equal in authority. I mean, it is such a, and I've read all of that chapter. They just take Romans 13 out of context, but balanced against the rest of the Bible, the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about standing up against tyranny and being thrown in the lion's den or in a furnace or being crucified upside down or having your eyeballs poked out or being burned at the stake. But no, they say no, it's about doing what you're told.
No, that means that you have nothing but sheep that are led to the slaughter, when it should not be that way. Now, I don't necessarily advocate taking up guns and go around shooting people that are a part of the government, that kind of thing.
No, only in defense. If they're putting you on FEMA trailers, you got to do. You can't let them take your children.
Well, yeah, right.
No, I mean, that's it. And don't worry, folks that want to fight, that's coming soon. So you've been shooting your mouths off. You're probably going to get what you want real soon.
That's right. But the government of the United States right now, George Bush, has set himself up as a dictator. Otherwise, how can you create a North American union and merge three countries together when not the Congress nor we the people have
great
voted
point.
Upon it.
Great point. Flesh that point out. That is so huge that Congress isn't even allowed to see the agreements. Congress can't see the Homeland Security PDD 51, continuity of government. I mean, this is, we're seeing dictatorship.
Well, that's what it basically is boiled down to, and nobody in Congress has the courage to stand up to him and say, either we see with our own eyes these documents, or we're going to start impeachment. They won't do it. They don't have the courage to. And if they'd have done that, just like they did Bill Clinton, because George Bush, in my opinion, has done more to harm the United States since he's gone into office than Bill Clinton did.
But you think somebody even worse is on their way. We'll talk about your take on Barack Obama on the other side. I know you wanted to mention that. Also, your phone calls will be with us for another 30 minutes. 1-800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pastor David J. Smith is our guest. Dave, Andrew, Steve, George, Don, many others. Your calls are coming up. I promise, right when we start the next segment, love the different directions you take us in. Wheel of Fortune there, never knowing what you'll bring up next. Going back to Pastor David J. Smith, we're going to give out his phone number and contact info. Great books, great films, great research. I've learned so much from him since I woke up in the last 16, 17 years since I got on air. 13 years ago, you may have heard him as a sponsor on the network promoting his free magazine offer. He's not a sponsor of myself. He's a sponsor of the network, though I would have him on if he wasn't a sponsor. We really appreciate him, but want to make that clear. Shifting gears, again, back into the grassroots effect of this. It's so on its face, reading Kafka in 1984, but not just fiction, reading history. I mean, to have secret police everywhere, to have them intimidating people, to have them telling kids in schools as part of curriculum to spy on their parents, to have CPS kidnapping millions of children a year, millions, over a million and a half, to have the video of FEMA teaching the founding fathers were bad. I mean, that's case closed. The government's bankrupt, evil, bad, foreign-owned and run. I mean, it's foreign groups are buying up all the water supplies, doubling, tripling prices. Mass raping economically is happening. I want to talk to you later about what's happening with the economy, the election. But, I mean, you get what I'm saying. It's just, it's people say, oh, they're, when are they going to take over? They have taken over, Pastor. I mean,
the coup d'etat that's already taken place, there's no doubt about that. And that coup d'etat has given them the total control. And one thing that we need to understand is if people are Democrats, we have proven, we just completed a three-part series about Bill and Hillary Clinton and how Hillary Clinton has had close ties, her and Bill Clinton, with the communist movement. Even went into Italy, into the communist sectors, to learn about Antonio Gramsci's economic program for America. But there's one other thing. People don't know that much about Obama. But Obama sponsored Senate Bill number 2433, giving a global taxation. And America's share is 0.7% of every sale if it passes.
And we wrote a story about that, and that's going to be the global ID card as a regional global sales tax, which, of course, Neil Bortz is pushing. Go ahead.
Well, this has now gone to committee, and so it'll come up within the next 3 to 6 months, surely. And so far, I've not been able to get one word from any of my senators or representatives.
And no one knows about it. There's a whole flotilla of bills very close to passing for national sales taxes, new set income taxes on $500,000 or more. The public thinks that's the elite. No, that's the middle class. I mean, with the inflation, everybody's going to be worth $500,000 soon. That'll take that to buy a hamburger.
Yeah. Well, I got an email from Kenya, Africa. Now, this is where Obama's father grew up. And he was Muslim. And the email said, "Don't let Mr. Obama fool you. He is a racist, and he is also a Muslim." And they gave the technical term in Arabic, but I don't read it. So anyway, they explained it, and they said it means you penetrate inside of, say, a Christian organization.
No, that's in the Quran that you're allowed to shave and allowed to not follow the customs as part of war, and they have a term for infiltrating.
That's it. And so they said that's exactly what he's doing. And when he comes into the presidency of the United States, if he does, then he will come out and probably take the oath of office on the Quran.
Well, we'll talk about that on the other side. And we'll talk about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Stay with us.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck. His radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web efoodsdirect.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to go to your calls. I want to go to David and Andrew and Steve and callers in Florida and Texas and everywhere else, and we're going to do it. But David J. Smith, you were getting into Barack Obama. Listen, we've got the documents, the control agent numbers now. Communism, as you know, talking about the Jesuit at Georgetown, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, the Rhodes historian for the Rhodes Secret Society, which is an Anglophile, quote, Protestant group. See, at the top of the pyramid, it all nexuses together. But I agree with you about the Catholic Church being one of its main, you know, power modes right at the top of the pyramid. But we see there that Kordmeyer, the guy that ran the op killing Kennedy with E. Howard Hunt, he was the section chief in London. The Clintons were under his control. We know they sent them all over to communist meetings in Russia, China, training in Italy. And we know the Clintons, for their low-level minions, for the communist squads they used, they pardoned a bunch of communists that killed cops and others. I mean, we understand that's their cover. And again, I'm not saying communism isn't the banker's system, but the bankers created it, as you know, to con people back into serfdom, and that's now been declassified, that Mao Zedong was put in by the CIA, and you know, they even put that on the History Channel. But again, it's all these subtleties. It's about how it's all interconnected at the higher levels, and I want to get your take on this. We then see the same thing with, you know, Barack Obama being handled by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the big anti-communist on the surface, and all these other top globalists and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Then we hear, oh, no, he's a Muslim. And I mean, you know, we know he's got Reverend Wright, who says a lot of stuff that's true and then says some racist stuff on the other end of it and hangs out with Farrakhan. I mean, I'm not doubting that his dad lived in Malaysia, lived in Africa, was a Muslim. I mean, it's really, it is right there. That's incredible evidence. But at the same time, Barack Obama just endorsed Bush Sr.'s attack on Iraq. And so I think that those are their, quote, credentials for the communities they sprung from to control them. But there's no doubt Barack Obama is New World Order, not Muslim. Just like Bill Clinton, sure. Gary Aldrich wrote the book, you know, high-level FBI in the White House, and they were putting crack pipes and V.I. linen pins on the Christmas tree, and they were all wearing them, and that's confirmed. But again, that was meant to get out that they're communists. Do you, A, agree with me, B, want to comment on what I just said?
Well, no, I believe everything you just said. And the key is that all of these top personnel, they are Luciferian. They created communism to be atheistic, to pit them in a cold war against the Western world of supposed Christianity. Then they're going to bring them together in a final conflict, and they're going to destroy atheism and Christianity both.
And that's what Albert Pike wrote. That's what's so incredible, is this is all publicly available. How could somebody in 1876 write letters and books predicting everything that happened if they didn't have some type of supernatural agency behind them? Tell folks about that, then we're going to go to one of these young men and perhaps even the pastor for an update on this East Texas Baptist Bible School and Homeland Security saying don't talk about the Constitution or you're a terrorist. A quick update from them and then your calls, but comment on Albert Pike.
Okay, Albert Pike in August of 1871, the 15th of August, wrote a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. Mazzini was a revolutionary head of the Illuminati. He said there had to be three world wars and many revolutionary wars. And in a third of these world wars, they would pit the atheist against Christianity, and they would destroy and conquer both of them at the same time. And what do we see today? China, Russia, we see the United States in Iraq. China and Russia have made peace pacts with Iran. And so if the United States goes into Iran, there could be the beginning of this final war, in which they will destroy the West and atheism at the same time. And then, because you see, they already have a military. It's called Blackwater USA, headed by Eric Prince, who is a Knight of Malta, sworn to bring the Pope as head of the world. And so Blackwater is in Iraq right now, and they're giving Iraqi citizens trouble. They're just shooting them down on the streets, and America gets credit for it. And it's not our military doing it, but it's these mercenaries outside the military code, and they can't be tried in the military courts of America because they're private mercenaries. And so when you put all this together, you see that Albert Pike, all of his program is about to come to pass. And V.I. Lenin laid down the final program to go hand in glove with his. They would first take Eastern Europe. They did it, World War II. Then they would take the masses of Asia. They've done that. And then they said they would surround the United States and then fall like a ripe fruit into their hands. What do we see from Mexico all the way to the tip of South America? They're all socialists now.
And by the way, this has been well publicized for 100 years. This is the British Naval Museum has the letters, the books. This is the guy whose picture hangs in all your Masonic halls. And that's the thing I found with these globalists. They always push atheism, but when you get around them or really read their writings, they are deeply religious. It's like Dr. Eric Pianca at UT, who says he wants to kill 90% of us, and he works in the biology lab and has connections to their level 4 bioweapons lab. And the FBI, by the way, did go question him because we demanded it. You want to question somebody real, go talk to this guy. He got a 95% standing ovation when he was giving a speech saying, kill everybody. The Texas Academy of Sciences, you know, that's the point, is they're all into this. And he's on the UT website. I mean, it's his UT page on UT, dressed as a druid, saying, talking about Lucifer. I mean, it's every time. I mean, even if you don't believe in God. I mean, I have to say, when I was younger, I would doubt God and doubt things. But then, you know, but then when you see that the elite really believe it and are obsessed with it and are doing this and seem to know the future. I mean, how did this guy 130-something years ago write about there'll be three world wars, and he detailed each one? I mean, how was he able to say the final one will be between the Muslims and the Christians and the atheists in the Middle East? I mean, how did he know that?
Somebody gave him help.
Well, he said, I feel the power of Lucifer seething in my hands.
That's right. And even in Skull and Bones, when they lay in the coffin, they rise up born again because they felt the seething energy of Lucifer flowing through them. And so we are fighting a battle, and it's a secret battle, but it's a spiritual battle, and that's what the American people don't understand.
Okay, the young pastor is pastoring today. He's unable to come on right now, but his friend Steve Barber, witnessing all of this, is able to come on. But just like a 2-minute update, I'm not gonna keep him long. His friend Jeff has gone through quite a bit, talking to you. Any updates on what's happened Monday since we exposed that Homeland Security came in? Headline: Feds accused student of terror and espionage for talking to Cub Scout group about Constitution. East Texas pastor threatened by anonymous men in dark suits for giving talk to Boy Scouts about Bill of Rights. And then we have footage of FEMA teaching police this. This is really happening. Any other info or anything you want to say to Pastor David J. Smith?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm proactive, and I don't wait around. I push back when things are pushed. And so what I've done is I've contacted Senator Karen Johnson in Arizona, her office, and also Congressman Ron Paul's office. I've heard back from Karen Johnson's office. I'm waiting to hear back from Ron Paul because I feel that if I get Ron Paul on board with what's going on with my friend, because this is a very serious thing where now the feds are calling a guy who's done nothing wrong and is actually doing his duty as an American a terrorist and committing espionage. That's a very serious thing, and you know, we just got to send a message to
Karen Johnson is in Arizona, and so that's not her jurisdiction here in Texas. Go ahead.
Right, but I just wanted to make people with the government itself aware of this, because I just figured, you know, these are high level people, you know, to basically, you know, get some help involved with this, because honestly, Alex, you know, I'm concerned for myself and my situation with my family, but I'm more concerned for Jeff because he's high profile in this now. And I'll just say this, this is the main thing I wanted to let people know. You know, I've been letting people know about the interview we did Monday and what Jeff related that he's actually gone through. The responses I'm getting are anything from like, oh, that's really horrible, you know, I still don't want to, you know, get on board with this because I want to keep focused on what I'm doing, preaching the gospel. But, you know, the thing is that silence is complicity. And, you know, this is what I encouraged Jeff in the other day, that if you don't go public with this, you're actually being part of the problem rather than part of the solution.
Absolutely.
This is why people have gained ground. And what I wanted to say is, my sense of duty and right and honor overrides any fear
Good.
That I have in this.
Okay, Steve, thank you so much for popping in to give us an update. Yeah, a lot of people are saying, okay, it's true. You're a terrorist if you talk about the Bill of Rights or Constitution. And yeah, they're saying, yeah, you got FEMA video of them teaching this. Maybe we should. Maybe it's bad. It's of the Lord. Let's follow their orders and never talk about the Bill of Rights again. I mean, how deceived is that, Pastor?
You're as deceived as you can be if you think that's the truth. Because the Constitution of the United States is the official law of the land. And anybody tells us that we should not follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which protects us from tyranny, we have automatically laid down and said, tyrants, take over.
Okay. We are going to your calls immediately. All these points are so great about the Jesuits and about Barack Obama, and I didn't want to interrupt those. But we're going to take your calls on the other side of these quick break. Dave, Andrew, and many others, stay with us. We're going to you.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master, extra DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Let's go quick to your calls. Dave in California, then Andrew, Steve, Don, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Dave.
Hi, Alex. Hello, Pastor Smith. Alex, you have the soul of a poet, my brother. Consider publishing. I will be the first in line to buy a treatise on beauty and wonder and joy. You know?
Oh, well, you're very kind.
Well, it's true. And Pastor Smith, I have two for you and a fast one for you, Alex, if there's time. Pastor Smith, I'll just fire them out. Have you seen Dr. Catherine Albrecht's RFID treatise on the brink of a mark? And also, I'm a bit of a novice religiously. I know some about it, but if I was to go to speak to pastors one-on-one and try to find out where they're at on this whole subject of Romans 13 and all that, what's your best recommendation for the things that I should say to them?
Well, I'm not familiar with the first question you asked.
Okay.
And the second question, I can tell you frankly and honestly, for years and years, you will not get a straight answer. If you go to ministers and try to tell them anything about Romans 13, you will not get anywhere. I found that to be the truth.
Any other suggestion then?
Well, if you do have somebody that's willing just to sit down and be very polite and courteous and listen to what you say, then my suggestion would be that you just mention to them that the Constitution is the official document, the government of the United States, and that shouldn't we be following it and not just all of these laws that are being passed that are illegal.
Well, that's right. And turn it on its head. They claim Romans 13. Let's say that that's a right interpretation to lick the boots of government. Well, then why aren't the people running our government licking the boots of the Constitution? They're overthrowing it. They are the rebels, Pastor.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it,
sure, go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
Okay, one fast one for you, Alex. On this June 3rd to 6th Operation Checkpoint thing, have you heard any more about it?
No, they just, I mean, fill us in. It rings a bell, but so much goes on sometimes I can't bring something up.
Okay, I've heard it a couple times. I don't have any documentation for it, but apparently from June 3rd to the 6th, multi-jurisdictional task force drills all over the United States, stopping cars and doing all the usual checkpoint stuff. And I just wanted to make a point on it real fast. I suggest to your listeners to go to dot.gov, search for corridor map for your state, and then look, because what you'll see is you'll see the main corridors that go up through your state, and every main highway that intersects those corridors is where the corridors are being established first. In other words, they're pinch points. So if they're going to be doing this, if it's actually in fact true, that they are going to be stopping people for 3 days and getting us used to worshiping Big Brother, I'm betting that they're going to start, that's where the focus of it's going to be, is at these little corridor checkpoints. And if it's going to happen, folks, stay off.
Okay, let me stop you. You said Operation Checkpoint, and I thought, have I heard of that? There are national operations, and there is a national drill that just happened through the 1st through the 8th. There's two more national FEMA takeover mass roundup drills. That's admitted. I mean, I have the news articles. They're on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And so, yes, and they then had another operation that was in three states, Tennessee, Arkansas, and one other. And we wrote articles about that 3 weeks ago when it happened. It was Operation Sudden Impact. And they went in and ran, and they admittedly, they said, quote, fighting terrorists. And they said, we'll be out fighting terror. And then they announced, yes, we arrested thousands for no insurance. We ran huge checkpoints. They went up to people on the street and searched them. And it was all under federal control with the military working with them. So that was called Operation Sudden Impact. So, yes, they are having more drills coming up next month, the month after that. But they call them drills. They're real. They really arrest you. And, yes, it is Nazi Germany slash Russian style. Just line up. We're searching you. Homeland Security said 5 years ago, life will be like an airport. You will be searched everywhere. Already England does it. Vans pull up. They make you walk through them. They scan you. They make you thumb scan and drug test you to go in restaurants. They just suddenly show up and arrest you if you don't. Just hordes of goons running around. And Austin was doing it a few weeks ago. There were cherries everywhere at night. They were just randomly pulling people over. Instead of a checkpoint, just random pullovers. Stay there, David J. Smith. I want to get your comment on that. Plug your website, newsgroup. And to do one more segment with you, if you'll grace us with the time, to talk to all the callers that are patiently holding, like Andrew, Steve, Don, and Greg, and many others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you like to catch.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you like to catch. Fendi's playing Dixie. Fan got his hand outstretched. Could be the Bueller. Could be the Loco.
Oh, sometimes. We're going to continue with Andrew, Steve, Don, Greg. We'll at least get to those four calls. And then maybe others with David Smith. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. The next hour, I'm going to do a huge news blitz, give you an update on some things that have happened to Wayne Madsen. He is in Houston right now in the middle of an investigation of the murder of a CIA officer down there. So we'll let you know what's happening there. But before we go back to Pastor David J. Smith, I want to encourage you to visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but more than that, spread the word. Tell people about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and our auxiliary sites like InfoWars.net and JonesReport.com and TruthNews.us. And financially support us because we're about to go up to the next level. We are going to start a lot of new projects, a TV show on cable. I'm shooting for that. A lot of other things that we're going to do. Because the time is short. The enemy's moving against humanity. They're moving fast. We got to move fast. And I'm going to plug this next hour. Like last Wednesday, when I was going on vacation with my family for 3 days, a well-needed one, by the way. It really refreshed me. It was a real blessing. We got an email going, there's an Alex Jones money bomb. And I was like, what? And they were like, well, will you respond? And I said, oh, when I get back. So Sunday afternoon, I looked at it. And I'm like, well, who is this? Then I found out it is the original guy, even before Trevor Lyman got involved, the guy that started the Ron Paul money bomb, one of our listeners. So I needed to tell Trey today, the producer, I forgot to do this, to set him up for the show. So, A, we need to get the guy on the show, and B, so the money bomb isn't a failure, I better start promoting it because it's for May 31st. I pledge to you every cent will be spent on more cameras. We bought new cameras 2 years ago. They're already beat up. Better computers. We could do a lot more if we had more money. And we're about to move into a bigger office. I've got it down to one or two places we're looking at to move in the next few months. More staff. If I guarantee you that your money coming here will be spent in the fight against the New World Order, 100% of money bomb proceeds. I got to get around to my wife because we're such a big operation, setting up a PayPal for that. Because I don't want to use our other PayPal for it because it'd get mixed up with the orders, video and book orders, and PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions. But, yeah, it's please help us spread the money bomb. I need Kurt Nimmo to do a story on it, Paul Watson to do a story on it. And I want him to go off, you know, basically the gist and ideas I have next hour when I spend 5 minutes on that. So stand by, everybody. That's something big we're doing. Also, what makes this show possible is our sponsors, people like eFoods Direct. They are the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, 27 years. I've gotten storable foods from them 4 times, and I store it. I give it to family. I stockpile it. It's freeze-dried and dehydrated, fits in very small areas, so it's very compact. With the economy, with all that's happening, it's good, clean, non-GMO food. With all the things that are going on, it just makes sense to be prepared. It just makes sense. To have storable foods, and these are great folks that I trust and believe in. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. 1-800-409-5633. And we also have another great sponsor, and that's Aloe's. Those are the folks from New Vitality. There's a banner on InfoWars.com. A list of all of our sponsors is on there, but you can see a banner to New Vitality link through for their hundreds of great products. No magical cures, just a mainline, high-quality supplement and vitamin and nutrient and wellness organization that has the well-known things that are good for your body and well-known treatments for things. And one of the products that I've used is Aloe's Body Cleanse. Your guts are where most of the toxins are secreted, and you need to flush that out. And aloe vera and these other herbs in this pill do that. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. 40, 56. Men above 40 have a lot of prostate problems. They've got a combination of well-known herbs to shrink the prostate, make it healthier. 1-800-569-4056 or go through their banner on Infowars.com, New Vitality. Okay, let's go back to Pastor David J. Smith and more calls. Pastor, commenting on what Dave in California was saying briefly, checkpoints, random martial law drills. I mean, they admit that they're randomly coming up and shaking people down, totally twisting our police.
Well, there's 10 basic steps to would-be dictators taking over a country. And one of them is to have their paramilitary, and they go into the streets and do exactly what they're doing here in America. This is what Hitler did. This is what Mussolini did. This is what dictators like Chavez have done down in South America. And so you can expect it because they're on the verge of taking over, and it's going to be a dictatorial process.
Do you think they're doing that? I mean, we know that they designed the financial implosion, but they know that once it implodes, there's going to be big problems.
Oh, absolutely. They know without a doubt that there's going to be an uprising in this country that is going to be of monumental scale, and they're going to have to be ready. And so they've got all the military that is prepared, and they've already said that those individuals who are patriots are the problem.
What do you want to say to police officers out there, Pastor? I mean, you're a well-known, nationally televised pastor, been a pastor for 30-plus years. You are highly respected just south of Dallas there, a very large church there. I mean, you're a mainline guy who predicted all this 20, 30 years ago. It's now happening. They've got some decisions to make, don't they?
They do. And here's something that the American people don't know that is happening, but they're going in and they're getting special ops people out of the military and coming into the police departments. And so these are very tough people. While they're taught certain manners, if you say one thing out of line that they don't like, they can take you down. And so I would just say to the police that are listening, read your Constitution. 98% in the Congress, House and the Senate, have never read their Constitution. And that's why the nation is in the problem that it's in. But if you'll read your Constitution and you'll know the rights which people have, then you won't violate them. Just because you wear a badge does not give you the authority to run over people in a Republican form of government.
Well, I mean, how can officers listening not know the government's bad when we have them on video saying the Bill of Rights is bad, anybody that talks about it's a terrorist, and training manuals? And, I mean, obviously that's the bad guys. Obviously the government's bad.
Well, I agree with that. But look at Blackwater USA. They went into New Orleans. Our government had to pay them millions of dollars, up to $53 million, to go in and patrol the streets. They're the ones that stopped the water and the food getting into the people as fast as it should have been. They're the ones who are hiring CIA agents at double the pay. They're hiring Navy SEALs, special ops people at 12 times the pay if they were in our military, to be in a private army.
And there's a reason there's so much money, because they're doing evil.
That's right.
Yeah, folks, nothing's free in this world. And, you know, a lot of you get goal-oriented. You'll do anything for that goal. And then once you get it, you're going to find out it's worth nothing.
Yep.
I mean,
money.
People say it's so incredible that I can't be bought or you can't be bought. I don't even have a choice. I mean, it burns in my bones. Like Ezekiel said, I couldn't sell out. I mean, money means nothing to me. All it is fuel to fight evil. What matters is what I believe and what I stand up for and who I am. And to me, that's not even exceptional, Pastor Smith. I don't understand how people will just do anything for money, and it's all an illusion of a magician. It's all fiat that the bankers made.
Well, they think they're going to be the top personnel in this new world order. And so they're willing to sell themselves out. But it's not going to be that way at all. Even our congressmen, they're not going to be in the top echelon of the New World Order. Many of them, just like the communists said years ago, they can't wait for the day that they can cut their throats and and sing about the blood all over the Congress.
Well, that's it. Whether it's Hitler, Stalin, doesn't matter what type of regime, if it's authoritarian, they always wipe out and imprison and kill the guys that brought them to power because they know where the bodies are buried, and they like to punish them and blame the purges on the people on them. And they also know that they're the traitors that opened the drawbridge. And so they don't trust them.
That's right. And you look at every dictatorship that has risen. Lenin did it. Stalin did it. Every single one of them, they eliminated the competition.
Yeah, that's it. It's also the competition. They're afraid that these guys will come up under them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually do normally wipe them out and then try to hire, quote, better people who are more, quote, moral, who will just carry out their operations.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's in store for them. Let's take a call. Andrew in Oklahoma, thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Pastor Smith. In fact, I interviewed Pastor Smith back in 1999 for the Waxahachie Daily Light when I was a reporter there, and my editor never ran the story.
Oh.
But anyway, wanted to find out from both of you your thoughts on Bush and Cheney. Once their, you know, their time is up, is Bush just going to return to Crawford, Texas and just
retire? No, he is selling that movie stage. That's up for sale. He doesn't ride horses. He's not from Texas. I'm not knocking folks from Kennebunkport. It's just I don't like getting the blame for him. And Cheney's moving to Dubai. Bush has got a place in Dubai and Ecuador. And so everything's going to Dubai. I've had some Dubai Arabs on YouTube attacking me now. They love the New World Order. The Saudis are big in it. And no, they're all leaving the country. In fact, most of the elite have already left the country. David J. Smith comments on that.
Well, they're going to leave the country because they know the United States is going to be turned over to the military. They're going to allow Muslims to come in with their nuclear bombs, which they've gotten from Russia and other sources. And so they're going to try to take out America, and these elite have to be out of the country.
That's right. Folks, I know people worth billions of dollars, okay? And I know other technocrats who represent billionaires. And I'm telling you, for 4 years, it's the equivalent of hanging off the helicopter skids in 75 in Saigon during the evacuation. You ever seen them on top of the U.S. Embassy hanging on helicopter skids? They are running. They are Cook Islands, Costa Rica, Australia, New Zealand. Hollywood is all running. I mean, it is. And their words are, quote, there won't be an America. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying they have set something up so horrible for us that they're leaving. Pastor, comments?
Well, they're going to be leaving because they know that America is a Christian nation down deep, basically. And there were surveys made 2 years ago that still said that 84% of Americans believed in God and Jesus Christ, and they were nominal Christians. Now, if you have Lucifer as the head of a new world order, now who are you going to try to exterminate? The name of Jesus Christ. Where is it being preached from more than any other place in the world? The United States, and at one time, Great Britain. But today it's the United States, so it's got that name has to be wiped off the face of the earth.
And again, folks, even if you don't believe in Christianity, the elites do. They say Christianity is their enemy, and I don't mean the fake Christianity you see on, you know, the TBN shows. Okay, caller, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex and
Hi.
David. First of all, I just wanted to recognize that this May 14th, today is the 60th anniversary of the State of Israel, and so that is a fulfillment of prophecy from the Old Testament. And then I had three other quick points, and I will make them quick, Alex, because I know you got callers waiting. The second point is Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma wrote that Lucifer is God. So Masons, and of course most Masons don't understand this because, like you had mentioned earlier, David, they're not told the true nature of the organization until they get up to about the 33rd degree.
Yeah, they're despised. They're called porch Masons, and the upper Masons laugh at them and just hate their guts.
Right. But Albert Pike actually wrote in, unfortunately I don't have a page number, but he actually wrote in Morals and Dogma that Lucifer is God and that Adonai is nothing, which is Adonai, the God of the Jews.
Right.
And then the next thing is, you were mentioning about the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta. I would also tend to think that Opus Dei, which is Latin for the work of God, is probably also in there with the Jesuits and Knights of Malta. And then the final thing that I wanted to mention, then I have one quick question for you also. The worst thing about the Roman Catholic Church is that they teach a false salvation. They teach supposed salvation by faith and works, but true salvation is by faith alone in what Jesus Christ did. No works associated with it at all.
But if you have salvation, aren't you going to have the fruits of the works? I mean, I don't agree that it's works, but what I'm saying is...
That is right.
Is that I see all these fake Protestant preachers going... Hey, don't have any guilt. Don't be involved. Don't be involved in your community. Just come here, drive Cadillacs, feel good. I'll dance around in a fancy suit like a little pimp preacher and tell you everything's fine and worship the government. Pastor, can you speak to that?
Absolutely. When you accept Jesus Christ and you have your sins forgiven, from that day forward you obey his law to prevent you from becoming a sinner again, and that's not works. That's just doing what you should do.
But there's these people that do no works, and they say, "Hey, I've got the justification; it's done." And then I'm going to go to the topless bar right now.
Right, James 2 says, "Faith without works is dead." Faith, yes, you have faith in the saving power of Jesus Christ and His shed blood, but then you obey His commandments to prevent you from being a sinner again.
Now, do the Calvinists really believe that you once you're saved, you can never go back?
I know some do. I don't know which ones.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely not.
Because, I've read so many things in the Bible where people were with God and then left.
Right. Hebrews 4:4-6 says it, that if you go back into the world, then you are trampling on the shed blood of Jesus Christ again. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, it says the same thing, down and around about verse 27 and 28. And so there's many places in the Bible that says once you put your hand to the plow and you go forward and you truly understand, then you don't go backwards.
Isn't it the ultimate sin to know God but then willfully harden your heart?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how could you know God but then harden your heart? That means turning to evil, deciding. All right, we'll be right back with a few final phone calls for Pastor David J. Smith.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
All right, we got to move fast in the 5 minutes we got left with Pastor David J. Smith. Fire out his phone number and website here in just a moment. Tell you when you can watch him on international satellite television. Look, I'm skipping ahead. I'm guessing this is John from Ohio, who's like a communist. We don't screen calls, but I know there's a John in Ohio that calls. I'm going to skip ahead of Don and Greg. But John, I'm going to go to you really fast, because I'm guessing you're the communist that you disagree with Pastor David J. Smith.
No, I'm not a communist.
Okay, let me stop you. You're not the normal John from Ohio, so I apologize. Go ahead and ask your question.
No, my sister introduced me to your show when she gave me the Bohemian Grove tape, and I'm fully sold on what all y'all saying.
No, it's not that. You're allowed to disagree, too. John has called when Pastor... Let me stop you. John has called when Pastor David J. Smith hasn't been on and attacked him, so that's why I thought it was John. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I agree with everything with the pastor.
No, you're
saying.
A separate John. John's a... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. My sister introduced me to your show. I'm sold. I got time off to listen to you today. I want to ask the pastor, has he seen the Clinton Chronicles, and could he... speak briefly again about what he was saying about that letter from Kenya, from where Obama people was from again, and then I'll get off the air.
Thank you, sir. God bless you for listening.
I have heard of the Clinton Chronicles, but I have not personally seen them yet.
It's excellent. I've seen it. Larry Nichols did it. Yeah.
Yes, and I know Larry Nichols. I did an interview with him many years ago about the email from Kenya. It just basically said... America, don't be fooled that Mr. Obama is a racist, and he's even put out a little booklet, and I found it on the Internet. It's something to do with his father. I forgot the exact title of it right now, but where he's racist, and it said that he is a secret Islamic. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, we know there's a big Masonic connection to the Muslims, and I'm not attacking Muslims here, but Muslims, your Quran says don't worship idols. What are those things on top of your buildings? You know, again, it's we've got to have you back up, Pastor David J. Smith. Fire out your website and toll-free number for folks.
Okay, our toll-free number is 1-800-516-8736. And anybody that's listening that has not called before, just call and say you listen to the Alex Jones Show, and we'll give you a free year subscription. Our website is Newswatch Magazine, www.newswatchmagazine.org.
Okay, Don in Texas, you're on the air with David J. Smith.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to Pastor Smith years. I was going to talk about the attack on the people in Colorado City. Was it the Mormon? They call them the Mormon polygamist group?
Yes.
I don't know that they ever said that they were polygamist or had a big sign out in front of their property, which is a beautiful place.
Well, now they're going to raid some place in Texas. This is about the government grandstanding to train you to violate people's due process. I don't agree with polygamy, and these groups do seem weird. My point is, the greater evil is a roving government with army tanks. They wasn't just APCs. David J. Smith comments on that.
Well, let's face it. Just like Waco, just like Ruby Ridge, it's all going to come down. They're going to take a fringe group and come up with an excuse. And then they're going to attack them. They're going to separate homes. And this is just the precursor that all Christians in America are going to be faced with.
Oh, they've announced a bunch of other people they want to raid now. That's it. They always set the precedent with an easy target first.
That's right.
Like, oh, we're only taking the Nazis' free speech, and then it's everybody's.
Or that's
we're
right.
only, you know what, David J. Smith, I've twisted your arm to stay 5 more minutes because I want to be fair and take a few final calls. We've only got a 5-minute segment back in 70 seconds. We're going to start the fourth hour in 70 seconds. Come back and let Don finish up and then talk to Greg. And then that'll be it with Pastor David J. Smith. And I got a bunch of other news I'm going to be covering. Huge news blitz coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're now into the new fourth hour we've been doing for the last month. A lot of affiliates picking up the show. We really appreciate that. I want to take one or two final calls for Pastor David J. Smith and plug his national television program before he leaves us. Pastor, let's do that now. One more time, the website, the free magazine, your subscription offer, and when people can tune in and see your national television transmission.
Okay. Now, the TV show is on DirecTV. You have to have a dish, DirecTV. And it's on channel 367. Eastern time, it's at midnight, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, 11 p.m., Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the central time zone.
And so in California, that'd be 9 p.m. Pacific.
That's correct. And our toll-free number is 1-800-516-8736.
And you have a free offer of a year subscription of Newswatch magazine, now in its 28th year of publishing.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take a few quick calls here. Greg in New Jersey, thanks for holding here on the air with Pastor David J. Smith.
Excellent show, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot today. One thing that I've been called is a racist because in New Jersey, they had a Mexican consulate on wheels literally come through Ocean, Monmouth, Middlesex County.
Yeah, handing out fake IDs to everybody, but then the police throw the book at you for not having a driver's license, but the illegals are above the law, allowed to drink and drive. That's because they're part of taking over for the North American Union. Again, we're not bashing those people. The point is they're a weapon, a tool. Go ahead.
It's even better than that. They even had representatives from Bank of America there signing up people for accounts. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I understand. If there was something going on in America and something terrible was happening in America and Canada was the only place to go, maybe, you know, that I could see something like that happening.
Well, let me be clear here. Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they both accept with a consular matricula and give them a bank account. A citizen has to have 3 forms of ID. And we've gone in and protested Bank of America. Let me get a comment from David J. Smith on this.
Yes. Well, it's obvious that they're going right along with President Bush and Fox's and British Prime Minister Martin's program, and they want to have a United States of North America, you might say. The three nations, one economy. So they're going to try to give them their own bank accounts, open it for them, because they see nothing but money. Once again, this is the greed of what's going on in America,
and
basically the whole world.
And 2 years ago, Bank of America admitted in an AP article that, quote, oh, there's pressure to kick these poor people out. So, yeah, we're bending the rules to help them. No, this is an agenda to balkanize and drive down wages in this country.
That's right.
Anything else you want to add there, Greg?
Well, the thing that just troubles me is the fact that if you bring up the fact that, you know, if you're a law-abiding citizen of the United States and then you point out the flagrant violations of federal, local, and other laws, and you know, by people who don't even belong here, somehow you're labeled a racist. It's like, no, I stand for the rule of law.
Well, also, we have the Catholic Church running around with their diocese pushing for legalization, and I think that's wrong. That goes back to what Pastor Smith was saying. Does that tie into this?
Absolutely, I feel it does.
Even the Pope, when he came here, he chastised America and said we should have more compassion upon these illegal aliens coming into our country.
But the truth is they don't want to keep them down there, so they force a good revolution. They're using the U.S. as a steam valve.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that call, Greg. Anything else?
No, I really, I'm really glad to be a member of your subscription service. I learn a lot, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, for PrisonPlanet.tv is how we finance much of what we do, and it's a great value, and it's a great activist tool, but it also supports us. So it's a win-win-win-win. Thank you so much. Okay, we'll come back and take more calls. I'm going to let Pastor David J. Smith go now. He spent 2 hours with us today, and I want to have him back up in the near future. Thank you for your tireless work, sir, for my family, everybody else's family, and the great work you've done to try to bring people to the Lord.
It's my pleasure, and God bless, and keep going.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls first, then a lot of news, 1-800-259-9231 or 512-646-5400. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'm going to take some more of your calls. Then we got a big news blitz coming up. I'm going to skip ahead of everybody. Betty in Florida says she disagrees, so she'll go to the head of the line. Doesn't matter. My detractors still say all the calls are screened and fake. And even when they call in themselves, it's all part of the dishonesty and intellectual bankruptcy of those that claim only they fight the New World Order, no one else. But let's see if Betty really disagrees or not. Betty in Florida, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I really do disagree with you, but this time it has to do with when you were talking about the Catholic Church being part of the New World Order.
Well, I mean, let's be clear here. I'm not bashing Catholics individually. I believe Pat Robertson and the main Protestant movements controlled by the New World Order. I just had David J. Smith on to talk about how, well, I mean, the Catholic Church, no one can debate that Ratzinger is calling for a New World Order.
No, I'm not debating that. What I'm debating is that, and this comes out, this message comes out over your show quite a bit, whether it's from you or it's from your callers. You've had Hutton Gibson on your show.
Yes, I think he's a nice guy.
Right, and you know that there's a distinction between those who follow the post-Vatican II church and those who decry it.
Listen, correct? Here's the deal. The network runs the ads at once. There's a Catholic ad running about how the Catholic Church has been taken over by the New World Order. I had nothing to do with it. I'm accused of being a Jesuit for that being on. Then there's another ad that just aired saying that Papal Rome is taking over and going to kill us all, basically. So I'm not involved with that. And I understand this is divisive. It's why our movement can never grow and go forward, because everyone is obsessed with Jews, Catholics, Protestants. I mean, and I'm not joking when I say this, ma'am. I'm not joking. Let me list everything. Last night we were at the office, and by not joking, I mean this is not made up, but I am joking in that I think it's funny, but it's also sick. And I am, according to many people, and let me think of the best way to line it all up. There's so many to remember. A reptoid, Scientologist, Jesuit, coadjutor, let me think what else, Zionist, Nazi, a CIA, Neanderthal. There's serious websites that show my head and claim I'm part of a Neanderthal devil race. Let me think of the other ones. There's a bunch of other ones out there. And most of our movement, the Liberty Movement, just spends its time all day bashing other groups, saying this is the leader, that's the leader, this person's got it right. I mean, I had some law website sent me an email yesterday, and it just said, I know more than you, I'm better than you, you better call and talk to me, you never have me on, I'm going to get you unless you call me. Get me. I don't care about you getting me. You know, the point is that I had people call me up. Oh, let me think. I'm glad you bring this up, actually, Betty, because I had a guy call me email me 7-8 years ago, and it was like, you better interview me. You've been contacted by my people and haven't. If you don't, I'm going to expose you as working for the Vatican. And so I was like, my gosh. And then I didn't know that guy was like the leader of that movement, which is sad because, you know, the people believe it's legitimate. Their leader says flying saucers are controlled by German soldiers and that the Earth is on a string with the universe orbiting it. These people are nuts. And so I think, well, there must not be truth to the Vatican running it, because they're making all these lies up about me and running around saying I'm a Catholic and a Vatican agent when I'm not. And then so I don't talk about it because I've been threatened that I'll be exposed if I don't. Well, I don't take to terrorism. You know, so it's kind of a reverse psychology. It's like if they do think Jesuits run it all, that's how they would actually behave, to act totally insane so no one would then follow them. And then once people attack you, they can never admit they're wrong, so they always find other things to add on to it. But at the same time, Tony Blair has become a Catholic, so he can head Europe. The Catholic Church is calling for a world government. And I agree, the Catholic Church has certainly gotten more New World Order the last 30, 40 years. And I agree with Hutton Gibson that it's certainly New World Order now. You know, he writes a book saying the enemy's here. But see, that isn't enough for the Catholic bashers. you know, for Hutton Gibson and others to go and fight what Rome is doing and expose it, that it is an engine of New World Order. No, it's got to be all Catholics are going to hell. You're devils. We're good. You're not. And Alex is bad because he doesn't drip with pleasure bashing Catholics or Jews or whatever group, you know. And so these people are sectarian. It's always been that way. And so I'm not saying Catholics are bad people. I'm not saying they're evil. But the Catholic Church is at the forefront of opening the borders. They're at the forefront of gun control in the U.S. I got all these letters from dioceses that people mail me saying, you know, turn your guns in. It's of the Lord. You don't need to own guns. But the Protestant churches are doing it, too. So I try to get past labels. It's just nothing's taboo here. I mean, on air, I said, what do you want to talk about, David J. Smith? And he said, I want to talk about Jesuits. So he could talk about Jesuits, you know. This is a free and open forum. Those that say that we're run by the Zionists or run by the Jesuits or whatever it is that week, they lie about us. You know, they say your call was screened. They say this is a staged call right now. Even though they call in, they still say. I've seen YouTube videos of them call in and go, they're fake staged calls. I'm going on air now. You know, I mean, this is the mental illness. And see, it's because I'm on the tip of the spear. I'm on the vanguard of fighting them, waking people up. And I know we're on the radio on 60-plus AM and FM stations, and people are driving around in Colorado and Missouri and Texas and New York and Florida and California on all these valiant mom-and-pop stations that pick us up, and they're going, what on earth is this guy talking about? These people sound like a bunch of nuts. Instead of us talking about the Federal Reserve being private and torture and the New World Order and how they're doubling and tripling water prices. And, you know, that's why my show's been successful, because it is issue-oriented. And then as soon as you mention one of these groups, it goes into this big ball of wax and you can't satisfy any of them. I could put on a Hitler mustache, Heil Hitler, say Jews are devil seed. The Nazi groups are still going to attack. I could say Catholics are seed of Satan running everything. It won't satisfy them. I'm not here to satisfy him. I'm here to really get at the truth. I respect David J. Smith, and he was saying that he thinks the Jesuits are highly involved, and there's no doubt today they are. Now, I've said my little five-minute rant. You go ahead and make your point.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm not attacking you either, Alex. I think you're a sincere Christian.
I am. I'm sincere. I try to tell the truth, and I also try to not be divisive.
What I'm trying to do is make the distinction for your listeners that there is a traditional, true Catholic Church that still exists, and it is not part of the New World Order. You are very correct that every pope since John the 23rd has been part of it. They are open heretics. They were living heretics. Ratzinger, in all his writings, is part of the New World Order. The Jesuits are part of the New World Order. I don't disagree with that. What I disagree with is making the generalization that all Catholics are part of it, because they are not. There are traditional Catholics who follow the traditional teachings of the Catholic.
No, I know that. I mean, look at the fruits of Hutton Gibson and Mel Gibson.
Exactly.
They're fighting the New World Order. I know, you know, Hutton and his family personally, they're good people. They're not bad. They're fighting what Rome is doing. But that isn't enough for the people that, I mean, their religion is, the Catholics are the source of all evil. If they were gone, everybody'd be okay. And that's not it. It's evil in the hearts of men. They can take over any organization, any group. And Betty, I really appreciate your call, and I'm sorry if what you heard earlier hurt your feelings. Listen, I want to fight face scanners going into the bars, where everyone must be face scanned when you go in a bar or when you buy cigarettes. Okay, I mean that's a pretext to get buy and sell global face scan in, as I told you a decade ago they do. And I don't want to turn Catholics that are listening to this show off where they won't go fight face scanners because they tune me out because I'm bashing Catholics any more than the disgusting fake Protestants. See, I'm non-denominational. And then they tell me that's a denomination. What I mean is I'm not in any group. I just love Jesus. And see, then it turns into a show about religion when I'm just trying to cover the news, which I find to just be a million different groups fighting with each other and all running around saying they've got the answer. Listen, man, I'm just somebody going here. Daily Mail, AP, other articles, face scanners to catch drinkers. You know, I'm just trying to cover that. And then I've gotten, you know, threatened by groups. You better say it's Jews or we're going to kill you. And I'm like, God, these are really nasty people. Or you better say it's the Catholics or we're going to get you. And then they engage in such intellectually bankrupt lies. I mean, they say things about me that are not true. And it's very painful because You know, and I've asked all those groups, look, keep attacking me. Because if I tell them don't attack me, they'll think, oh, you don't want to be attacked. It must be effective. We'll redouble it. It isn't that I individually don't like being attacked. In fact, it's wrong, and it's a sin. Last night at about midnight, we were winding down work here, working on the new film, and I'm going to be showing at the Alamo Draft House coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Only two showings, and that's it. And Burnmouth starts laughing, and I go, what is it? He's down here working on a film, too, with Aaron. And I walk over, and it's a 1950s horror film cover, very famous, of a woman screaming with her hand up. And he goes, look, they say you are a transvestite, and this is you. And we start laughing, but then I kind of got a sick feeling it's not funny. And then Rob Jacobson gets up and he goes, that's it. And he's the one that said it. He goes, you are a Neanderthal, transvestite, Vatican assassin, Zionist, Nazi, because they say I'm a Nazi too, Scientologist, reptoid. And we all literally started laughing so hard we were crying. But then at the end of it, I just said, this isn't funny. You know, I mean, we can individually laugh about this, but that our movement is not the general listeners, not the main, you know, group, but so much of what's on YouTube and the web is just bedlam, man. It's just absolute bedlam. And then each group, the Zionist group or the Catholics do it all group, they'll then say, well, don't mix me in with the reptoids and the Neanderthal people and the this. You know, we're being serious, but it's not serious. And you know what? I can even send the person the 1950s horror poster that's not me with a wig on in drag. It doesn't matter. They're not going to say it's not me ever, because they've committed to saying I'm this bad thing. They're invested in that, and they're never going to go back. So I just want them to expose at least mercury and vaccines or a few things. Like, keep spending your time on me, but redouble your efforts and do some good, too.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Coming up, I'm going to play this great video I saw put together on YouTube using some clips from my films, New World Order on Trial. About 5 minutes long, we'll be playing that coming up. All right, let's try to move through your calls a little bit quicker. I apologize to new listeners all across the country that had no idea what that whole discussion was earlier. Any movement's also going to have schizophrenics attracted to it. I mean, when the government's on TV saying everybody should be forced to take microchips, then that makes all the schizophrenics say, see, I told you they put chips in me, and maybe some of those that are schizophrenics really weren't schizophrenics and were under mind control. But you just got a lot of crazies out there, and this freeing up of the media is part of them having a venue, and some can say that about me. But I'm glad that we're having a larger open debate, about all these subjects. I would just ask people that if you're going to engage in the morbidity of just attacking a bunch of innocent people and making crap up, spend as much time attacking the New World Order and actually warning and waking up new people. That way you can have your cake and eat it too. There's few things in life. Frankly, I still need the entertainment in a sick way. So don't stop. In fact, maybe even increase your attacks on me a little. But then separately as a moral thing, spend time, actually on something you can prove and something we can do. Okay? And I've listed a lot of those issues. Okay, I'm already digressing. It doesn't matter. Let's talk to John in Texas and Robert, Mike, Haley, and Evian. And that's it. Go ahead, John. Oh, and then hello, Alex over here, too. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I was going to say that I'm going to be at the film premiere this weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
And my question was for Pastor Smith, but he's gone now. And he brought up the Knights of Malta and, the Jesuits and things. And I'm not a Catholic.
No doubt it's New World Order. No one's debating. You heard a Catholic earlier say it is.
Okay, I'm not a Catholic, and I'm not doing anything of that nature. But he brought Knights of Malta up. And my question was about Patrick Buchanan, who's written all these sincere books about us losing our sovereignty and our borders and NAFTA and these bad trade deals. And he's even spoken out harshly against the New World Order on TV. I've seen him, but I also know he belongs to the Knights of Malta. And if there's any elaboration there, should we believe he's sincere? I really don't know.
Well, you've got to judge somebody by their entire track record. And the stuff he did with Nixon is not good. But ever since then, he's done nothing but good stuff. People claim that I'm best buddies with him. I have met Pat Buchanan once at a Republican debate in 96, or was it earlier than that? And again, and then it becomes their own little inquisition of, have you ever known a communist? Did you ever know one? It's like McCarthyism. But we've interviewed Buchanan, and we're also supposed to not interview anybody that's Jewish for the anti-Zionist groups, and then we're also not supposed to interview anybody that's Catholic. And then they put a whole list of whoever you've interviewed that's Catholic, and then it's some great evil. And then they ask, how do you interview Buchanan? How do you get him? Well, you lazy jackasses, when he has a new book come out, could call the publisher and say, I'd like to interview him. That's how it works. Publishers every day mail us books and want us to interview these people. That's how I got that Rothschild on and then attacked him because he had a new book out. And people said, look, he's got a Rothschild on. He's in league with them. See, I'm asking people to be adult. The point is, Buchanan's putting out books that wake you up to the New World Order. You can use that book to wake people up. The book doesn't have anything bad in it. And so, no, I don't think he is. See, it's not the lower or even mid-level people in any of these groups. It's the high-ups. And the New World Order runs all the major groups. So if you just say it's this group or that group, you fall into their hands. Carroll Quigley at Georgetown said that in his book. He said they can never beat us because they think it's one group or the other when we've got all the big major groups. We got to get the people together to fight back against it on a larger scale.
Yeah, and I'd like to make a point about this all. A part of our movement, when it comes to religious aspects, there's a part of our movement in films and books that dispute whether Jesus actually ever walked on the earth. Or
yeah, that's Zeitgeist. That,
right.
Listen, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump. That guy used clips of me on the internet. I get attacked for that. Why are you in Zeitgeist? Why am I in 10 million videos on the web? They took my stuff and put it in there. You know, but again, it's this inquisitor thing. I wish everybody would go inquisit their mayor, their county commissioner. I wish you'd go find out the public schools teaching the kids how to spy on you. But you won't do that. It's easier just to lazily say that I'm in league with the Tooth Fairy. Let's go ahead and take another call. Rob in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alec. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I don't know what that was.
Probably me.
First-time caller. Just recently been turned on to your stuff. I am a graduate of a seminary, a Baptist seminary from out in North Texas. And just wondering what you think about as far as reasons why our government goes after these other dictators like Manuel Noriega. The list goes on and on. What is the reasoning behind them going after these other dictators to promote these wars?
Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you on the other side. It's a great question. And, Rob, and then we'll go to Mike, Haley, and Evian, and that's going to be it for calls. So I got a bunch of news I want to play, and we're going to go out with this video, The New World Order on Trial. Stay with me, PrisonPlanet.tv members. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants, Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, let us now go back to the calls. Sometimes during break, I forget what I was talking about, running around doing things during the break. I think we were talking to Rob in Florida. That's right. He was asking about why do they go take out dictators. Okay, let me try to give you my answer to this and get your take on it or any follow-up questions, Rob. And it's basically just this. They're good, bad, and indifferent. They don't care if a nation really is run by a thug or run by an angel or run by a mix of in-between, as it normally is. They just want a client state that will follow orders. They want a client state that will do the will of the New World Order. And if Manuel Noriega, who they openly worked with and George Bush Sr. met with and openly worked with the CIA and he owned giant palaces in Switzerland and France and one next door to the Bushes and laundered the money, and he publicly stopped paying his cocaine cut, and they just had a huge military invasion a few months later. And they announced that some of our women had been kidnapped, and we have interviews with the women. They said, we were never kidnapped. Special forces showed up and said, stay inside our house. They were there to protect us, and then the gunships an hour later attacked. So whenever I say we shouldn't attack Iran, that doesn't mean I'm even defending Iran. Most governments are wicked and evil. That's the nature of governments and powerful type people that are willing to do what it takes to get into power. They're intelligent, but also ruthless. But you have the globalists. It's like a global risk game, and they've almost got all the countries on the table, but a few, quote, rogue nations. Some of those nations are good. Some are bad. Some are in between. The point is the globalists want a monopoly so that they have total control across the planet. And they say that that's what they want. So that's why they overthrow dictators and put other dictators in. I mean, all over the world, the United States, again, a unit of the Anglo-American Empire, regardless of who's running it, we know it's the Anglo-American Empire, they go around overthrowing nations and actually putting dictators in. The Arabs were somewhat secular in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and the public U.S. policy was to go in and fund radical, mainly Wahhabist, out of British-controlled and created Saudi Arabia, to radically go in and machine gun bomb kill as a shock force. They used those on all the other Arab and bunch of Central Asian countries and took them over, then had the same group attack the Russians in 79 to get them to attack Afghanistan. That's admitted history, but nobody knows it. They think Russians just attacked. And again, not defending the Russians. They were evil as well. See, that's what confuses people. It's like, well, are you for us or the Russians? Well, no, it was the Russians were corrupt empire, but then the globalists went in and attacked them to get them to come in. And at a higher level, that was all a game, too, to really play off the nations, the Central Asian nations, and keep them from industrializing. That was meant to wreck infrastructure. It was also meant to bankrupt Russia to bring further banker control in. So this is how they operate, just like they use the Muslims to attack the Serbs, and then because they were sovereign. So does that answer your question, sir?
That certainly does. The reason why I ask that is because from my heritage, my grandmother immigrated here from Panama. My grandfather was stationed in the Panama Canal during World War II. And my great uncle, who was still living in Panama at the time, he was with the was high up in the government of Panama before Noriega took over, and had to flee the country for his life, because once Noriega gained power, he basically was exterminating anyone who was a dissident to his rule. And it's just kind of having known the United States' dealings with Noriega, kind of a matter of hypocrisy that they will deal with somebody and then turn around and go and then depose them.
Well, I agree, but it's not even hypocrisy. This is a plan. I mean, they wrote, there's declassified textbooks on this.
Of course.
They didn't want the poet that spoke five languages and had 170 IQ and was secular, Mohammad Mosaddegh, who was pro-U.S. and trained in the West, as a president. They sent in Wahhabist Muslims into the Shiite Iran. They sent al-Qaeda in, the British intel with the section chief CIA commander, Kermit Roosevelt, grandson of the president. And they wrote books about it. It's all declassified. And they staged terror attacks and blamed it on him. They bombed mosque and blamed it on him, a reverse false flag. Very complex to implement. But they admit they did it. And it's the same thing. It isn't that, you know, they deal with dictators. They got Saddam when he was 18, top of his class, military academy, well-known secular family. They sent him to Egypt for 4 years in CIA, encoding, espionage, explosives as a commander. He helped run hit teams that killed hundreds of the socialist Ba'ath Party. He was unstoppable. Then the Ba'athists came to the U.S. and said, we now want to do whatever you say. He machine-gunned the president, shot him twice, almost killed him. So they came and said, look, stop trying to kill us. And the U.S., the control of the globalist, this is all declassified public, said, okay, put our man, now 30-something years old, Saddam Hussein, in 1969, trained in 48 through 52, in Egypt by the CIA. This is all admitted. They said, put him in power as the head of Ba'ath security, and we'll stop trying to kill you. Make a deal. So they made a deal. They then, once he got his people in place, the globalists then were treacherous, killed the Ba'athist leadership, put Saddam in a pure CIA / Israeli government. Now that they were in place, they started a war with Iran, hundreds of billions, but he owed $35 billion. He overpumped oil to try to pay off his debts. He then wanted to actually be a leader. They said, no, you work for us. Then he said, well, I'm going to invade Kuwait. They're stealing oil. They said, go ahead. We're behind you. Then they set him up, claimed he threw babies out of incubators, put out fake PR, went and attacked him. They've been running 18 years of siege, killed over 3 million Iraqis, a million plus since the last 5.5 years of invasion. And it's a huge black op. They're building bases all over to carry out regional extermination ops. And even in government documents, they are genocide citadels, armored techno citadels that then direct the turning Iraq into a Stone Age nation. Then they roll in with the UN forces as the saviors later, after a decade of U.S. occupation, with forced inoculation, sterilization compounds, further black op, which they mean to roll into Iran, Syria, and every other Arab nation to carry out eugenics operations against them. Does that answer your question, sir?
It sure does.
Okay. That's the black op, totally evil. But the globalists, I appreciate your call, will say, well, that's why we're in control. We're willing to do this. We got the organizational skills to do it. We got the institutions to do it. And by the way, we're going to do it to you too, Americans, and you're going to love it. Okay, enjoy your cancer. All right. It's all part of the freedom, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I want to live, I don't want to die, but I'm not even worried if they kill me anymore, because it's like, you got to fight these people. I mean, this is the most diabolical stuff that anybody could ever come up with. I mean, it's just, oh, God. They always betray their minions, just like they create the Mujahideen 80 years ago. They use them to take over regional areas. They use them against Russia. They use them against Iran. They're using them. The government admits they're using, quote, al-Qaeda to attack Iran. They've been bombing mosques, blowing up government buildings. Right now, Iran's suing the U.S. because they said, you publicly admit you fund al-Qaeda. It's so sick how dumb they treat us. You know what? I'm just going to play this right now and then go to your calls, because I don't want to run out of time and miss this. This is the New World Order on trial. It's up on Infowars.com right now. It is really good. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can see the video of this right now. So go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv if you have not yet become a member, because this fourth hour, or like yesterday, we did 3 hours live, an hour and a half with Galen Ross, an hour and a half with myself. And then we post these later, if you don't watch it live, at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And by the way, there's a lot of good shows. There's like 20-plus of them archived now. They're on PrisonPlanet.tv that a lot of you probably haven't seen, so be sure and get those and make copies of them, put them on disk. The file size isn't too big, and you can get them out to people. Let's see, I figured out their formula by reading their own documents, and I'm just trying to warn people. That's all I'm trying to do. You can figure out who's behind it and what the penultimate goal is and the rest of it yourself. I'm just exposing how they operate, what they're doing. I'm going to go ahead and go to this now. Here it is, New World Order on trial.
Hello? is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, the new world order, can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
No fantasy, no careless product of wild imagination. No, my good friends, these indictments that I brought you today, specific charges listed herein against the individuals, their acts of treason, their ultimate aim of sedition, these are matters of undeniable fact. I ask you now to pronounce judgment on those accused. On this mindless aberration, whose only means of expression are wanton violence and destruction. Once trusted by this council, charged with maintaining the defense of the planet itself, chief architect of this intended revolution and author of this insidious plot to establish a new order amongst us, with himself as absolute ruler. You have heard the evidence. The decision of the council will now be heard.
Guilty.
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 After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order. A new world order. A new world, a new world, a new world order.
Emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future. A new world order. A new world order. It is a new world order. A new world order. Order. Order.
Thank you.
countries, not just militarily. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like.
The problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
In this new world, will have a profound impact. The forces shaping this world at this moment are so strong, and they all tend in one direction.
World government is the structure necessary for global justice.
Establish a new world order.
It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause. It is a big idea.
The new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
It is a big idea.
The new world order.
A new world order.
It is a new world order.
A new world order.
The new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
It is a big idea.
The new world order.
A new world order.
It is a new world order.
All right, and you can see a little bit more of that online.
The Council on Foreign Relations, as Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Yeah, that's Dick Cheney laughing at everybody, saying that he wouldn't tell his constituents the CFR existed. Of course, Limbaugh, his buddy, lies to him and says it doesn't. We'll come back, take a few final phone calls, and I guess I didn't get to all the news. I don't think I'm doing a fifth hour. Wait a minute, maybe I should. But wait, I have films to make. I have too much work to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment. We're going to talk to Mike. We're going to talk to Haley and Evian. What a pretty name, Evian. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Because I want to get to Mike, Haley, Evan, Alex, George, Leo, and hell, do the news blitz like I promised. So we're going to do that. You know, we're going to fix things with an inside job, changing ourselves first, having the courage to stand up. Courage to fight back, courage to get involved. Just like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual. I know it's hard to live out in the light. Final segment of the main Genesis transmission back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then, of course, we do Overdrive some days, and it all restreams as soon as the show's over. If you missed any of David J. Smith or the other topics I covered, we're going to go into Overdrive for about 20 minutes today. That'll take everybody's calls and hit some news I wanted to get to. But before we do that, here at the end of the main show, I'm showing my new film, 9/11 Truth Rising. I mean, it's just amazing documentary. It's cinema verite. There's no voiceover. It's very well done, very professional. 2 showings, and then I'm going to take your feedback and then make a few tweaks and release the film in about a month and a half. It'll first be on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and the DVDs will ship out to everybody. It really is an amazing film. 2 years in the making, and it's kind of a sleeper because I'm so busy working, I haven't had time to hype it up, but it really is the best-looking, most entertaining film I've ever made, and it's also very informative. So I hope you'll be there this Saturday. Go to InfoWars.com, link through to buy your tickets at InfoWars.com to the Saturday, 3:30 p.m., downtown Austin at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz, and then Sunday night after my radio show, 6:30 to like 9 at night, I'll be giving a 30-minute speech at the beginning as well. So get your tickets. More than half have sold for the first showing, half have sold for the second showing, so there aren't a lot of tickets left. They always hold about 10% of the tickets, though, to at the door. So you can go to the door now and buy them or buy them the day of at the door, but it's limited. So hope to see you there. Also, I meant to talk about this during the main show. I didn't. It's the InfoWars Money Bomb. The website's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. This is the guy that originally came up with the idea of the May 31st, 08 Money Bomb. And then it got picked up by Trevor Lyman and others. And I'm going to get this guy on. But I have been so busy that this has been out for like a week, and I haven't even mentioned it. Now, I thought about not even mentioning it because, frankly, I don't really ask for donations, and I'm not trying to get donations. But It just so happens that I want to gear up, build a stage, build a system to do a national TV show at least once a week on cable, on Dish Network or one of those. It's very easy to do. It's hard to do, but easier than you think is the way to put it. It just takes capital. Well, we want to do that. We want to go into a bigger office, do a lot of new things, but it takes money. And this is perfect. The InfoWars Money Bomb for May 31st, go pledge on the site, and they want to get 20,000 people to give $100 on that day. And we did this for Ron Paul and everybody else, and I can't think of a better place to give. So also, if I don't plug this and then it's a bomb in a bad way, then it'll be like, oh, look, they only raised $10,000. We can raise people hundreds of thou all the time. Ron Paul admits we raise millions of his millions. So I would hope you'd raise money, and we will put it all into all of it, into buying cameras, better equipment, better studio, and paying for airtime on TV. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We'll be right back in overdrive at InfoWars.com. You got to go to InfoWars if you want to hear the audio stream, or PrisonPlanet.tv in the 20 minutes of overdrive. Got to go to that stream right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Are you worried about your credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Having trouble?